in regard to
wacky.
That's a part of human sexuality, and it is perhaps should be taught.
It's against the law, then you get arrested for it.
Beat the meat, Bob the Bishop.
I had my hand down my pants.
Choke the chicken.
Now your body's ready for the major pump.
Flog the dolphin, jerk the gherkin.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Spank the monkey.
You want to touch my monkey?
Opie and Anthony.
We've got to learn how to do this, dude.
Why did all the dinosaurs die out?
Because you touch yourself at night.
I spent most of my teen years loving my body.
Go ahead, Keith.
What's up, Keith?
Yeah, well, you're saying how horrible it's to see your mom's boobs.
Yeah, if you inadvertently see your mom's boobs, what?
Seeing your mom and dad do commando on the bed.
Commando? What happened, Keith?
Oh, God. Oh, I try to forget it.
Well, what happened? You walked in on him?
Oh, yeah. Early Saturday morning.
You just flung the door open?
Opened it.
Was mom taking it from behind or what?
Oh, my God. Yeah, what was happening?
Yeah, what position were they in, Kate?
Feet over the shoulders.
Whoa! Wow! That's the hi, how you doing?
Oh. Is your dad hung?
Huh?
Oh.
Is your dad hung?
I don't know.
But like, were they making noise or anything? It was pretty embarrassing, huh?
My mom's a professional.
She was moaning, huh?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And then what happened when they saw you?
Well, their back was kind of facing to me, so I managed to get out.
Oh, they didn't see you?
They didn't ask you to join them?
Oh.
Oh, God. Opie, man, you got... Who are you, Rick, today? Taking it too far?
I took a hit on the head this morning, and I'm
terrible.
Think I'm spaz?
Hey, this kid's quick.
Even 12-year-olds can go fun spaz.
So, did you enjoy it? I mean...
Oh.
Was that the first time you ever seen, you know, people having sex?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man.
Has your dad told you about the birds and the bees yet?
Actually, my brother did.
What did he tell you?
It started with this question, what hole does he go into?
I bet you
my
know.
My father said, whatever one's open.
Oh my God!
Is your dad's name Jackie?
No, not that one.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Keith, you all right, man?
Yeah, I guess you'll do okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Rather not say.
Okay.
You guys suck.
All right.
Thanks. So does your mom, Keith.
Call back anytime, all right?
Okay.
All right. There he goes, Keith, everyone.
He's pretty funny.
He's very funny.
Funny little lad.
Keith's mom is on the line? Oh, no.
Come on. No way.
Keith's mom.
Hey, yes, I'm Keith's mom.
All right, now Keith was...
You sound a lot like Keith.
He caught you and Daddy having sex.
That's what he says.
Huh?
I mean, I was unaware of that, but it reminded... Well, first of all, they deserve whatever they get because they never leave us alone.
What?
And we try to barricade our room. And if that doesn't work, they hear the bed squeaking, they take a broom handle and bang on the living room ceiling to clue us in, yes. And what I wanted to say was that it reminded me when I heard him on the radio.
Your voice sounds a little hoarse.
Yeah.
Anyway, my nephew
smoked
one
the
time.
The white owl.
The white owl. No, I don't smoke cigars.
Oh, yeah, sure. The cigar. Well, the brand is called Keith's Dad.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead, Keith's mom.
Anyway, one time my nephew was over. We had like company, and my husband, he wanted to have a matinee. So what we do is we shut the bedroom door, and then we open the closet door so it goes against the bedroom door.
It's like barricaded in a little bit,
double door. And we're having like a fine old time up there, and all of a sudden the kids, I didn't know if they were playing hide and seek. And
so is your husband. Hide the salami.
No, we were, yeah, but not that way.
Seat the meat.
Oh, my God, listen to her voice.
And we're both pretty big people, you know?
What,
oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Also, poor Keith saw two fat people having sex.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, is it in?
Listen to her.
Now we know where your son gets his chops from, man.
I know. Yeah. There's one good thing he took.
It's a comedic family here. Okay, go ahead.
So we're up there, and all of a sudden the door, my nephew hit the bedroom door so hard that the closet door swung shut, the bedroom door opened, and there he was. Well, my husband, I never saw my husband jump off. He was, did like a pirouette in the sky and landed on the floor. So my nephew, he just went like, oh, sorry.
It's going to make you puke.
No. So he runs out of the room. So now my husband wants to, like, start and, you know, just where he left off. I was like, no, Dad, I can't. I can't now. You know, like, forget it. Wait till later.
Oh, man, you left him hanging?
Yes.
What a messed up family. You're having sex. Your kids get to watch.
Nephews, nieces,
whoever the hell wants to open the door. Hide and seek going on. You got company downstairs and you need to screw upstairs.
It was the worst position ever you could have found.
Uh-oh, what were you doing?
We were f***ing out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
All right, hold on.
I don't even know if that made it on the radio.
If that didn't make it on the air, let's just say...
Okay.
Yeah, you could say numbers, 69.
Fish. Hold the cheese.
So I felt like I had to say something to my nephew, you know, because
all of a sudden the kid had a hankering for some Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Yeah, well, I didn't want him to feel uncomfortable. I just came downstairs and I pointed my finger in his face and I said, I hope you have nightmares for the rest of your life.
I will from what's coming off of that finger.
How much does mom and dad weigh? I just need to really picture this.
Well,
right
we're
now.
Very tall.
How much you weigh?
That must be it.
Well, I'm about 2.
All right.
Oh.
2 bills, huh?
And he's about 260.
And you guys are in the 69 position. Your kids check that out.
No, my nephew.
Wow.
Hey, but at least I was facing the other way.
Oh, so the kid got the bob shot?
No.
You're it's traumatizing like, children.
It's like a hot air balloon shot.
This same nephew, he just got caught by his girlfriend's father.
The upside down hot air balloon shot.
Oh, my son's yelling at me now. Anyway, I really like your show, Old Man.
Yeah, everyone
my
likes
new
yours.
Best friend. He listens every afternoon.
That is so funny. Is your son there with you right now?
No, he just went in the other room because he's by the radio. I'm in the den.
Oh, yeah.
We got my husband sleeping on the couch.
All right, we got to talk to Keith again. Get him on the phone.
Okay, hang on.
Oh, my God.
Social services, please get over there and take those children, for God's sake.
We just got to keep him on the line for 2 more minutes, and we'll have the address.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? Keith, did you hear what you were saying on the radio?
Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
So your mom's like a big gal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
This.
And your dad's pretty
like
big?
Two pigs fighting over a milk dud.
Keith, you rule, man. That is funny. Keith, we got to go drink beers with you, man.
Oh, man.
Do you know what your mom's favorite number is? you're Keith. You getting in trouble?
Oh, now the motherly of a...
Are you getting in trouble, Keith?
Huh?
You getting in trouble?
No, my mom just said, don't tell you where we live.
No, we're
hey,
not
so,
going to.
So, Keith.
Yeah?
Your cousin saw your mom and dad having sex?
Oh, yeah.
What did he say about it?
Yeah, what did he say afterwards?
I don't know. I was really young, but he had a horrific look on his face.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's pretty awful.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to see that.
But guess what?
What?
Same kid dropped out of high school.
That probably affected him.
He was traumatized.
Yeah. How old is your mom?
She's around 46.
Yeah, and they're still going at it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
It seems like you guys catch them having sex a lot, according to her.
Yeah. Yeah. They try locking the door with the closet. It doesn't work, huh?
Put a chair up against the doorknob.
Yeah.
They make these things called locks, Keith.
Yeah, really? What about a lock?
My brother has one.
You ever walk in on him?
No.
All right, man. Well, you keep in touch.
I will.
I'd like to know what's happening in the wacky world of your parents. We're going to need updates, Keith.
All right.
All right. They aren't smoking that wacky tobacco, are they?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you better say that.
Yeah.
Hey, Keith.
Yeah?
Do you have pubes yet?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh. You always got to go there, man.
It's the bang on the head this morning. I'm not thinking right.
Yeah.
All right, Keith.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling back. We're having your mom call us, all right?
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. There he goes. The Keith family.
The Keith family. And welcome to the Opie and Anthony show for today. We promised a bunch of people we'd replay that to start the show today. They have a wacky, wacky family, those Keiths and Keith's moms and Keith's dads and walking in on sex. Everyone else, you never saw your parents doing it, did you?
Hell no.
You ever hear your parents doing it?
Yeah, I've heard it.
You heard your parents having sex?
Not like my parents, but like my mom and stepfather. Which was like really bad. Yeah, it was years ago.
Did you really hear them?
Yeah, it was many years ago. It was Sal, you know. Sal that's still with my mother, like, 20 years later.
They were both on the show yesterday.
Yeah. But, like, when they first got together, I guess they were doing it like rabbits, you know? And me, my brother, and sister still living in the same house. Because we're young, we're kids. And there it was one night. Like, ugh. Ugh, it's ugh. Disgusting.
Was it during the day? Oh, you said in the middle of the night?
At night, yeah. I'm just like, oh, man, who wants to hear this?
Did your mom have an O?
I wasn't listening for that. I think I put my head under the pillow. I know my brother was pissed because, like, the next day, Sal came to the door and my brother had a baseball bat and wouldn't let him in the house. Like, he was all pissed off. It's like, no. Then they got married and they're still together. I think I heard Sal go, Ro, put a little nigger in it. Come on, Ro. He's from Baltimore, you know.
Very
Come
nice.
On, Ro. Put a little nigger in it.
You can't say that.
Of course not.
All right.
You? You're not getting off the hook. You? Ever hear it?
I don't know.
Have you heard the pleasure groans of your own mom?
I think I heard something once.
Oh.
Something about a pussy.
What?
That's all I want to say. That's all I want to say today.
Holy Jesus.
Wait. You heard the P word for you know, a cat or a different area come out of the room. Was it in a man's voice or a woman's voice?
Man's voice.
Oh, no. Your father's doing some of that dirty talking.
Will you shut up? My parents are listening today.
So are mine.
They want us. They want to hear what we have to say about the Time article and everything else.
Shut up!
That must have been some great dirty talk.
Yeah, I'm gonna get that pee.
I didn't say how it was used.
Well, you heard it. He must have been saying it.
Shut up!
God, that is great.
Shut up!
A poosa.
Shut up, George.
Poosa.
Shut up, George Dick.
A poosa. Pusa, a pusa, a pusa, 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 a pusa, pusa, a sugar.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it to you right now.
I wasn't said like that.
Well, now that's all I can think of.
Ooh, wow.
Right.
Want to say hi to everybody?
Hey,
we messed up all the phone numbers. So, what? Like, the New York line is busy as heck, mm-hmm. And the national number, no one's calling it.
How did that happen?
Because we screwed it all up yesterday by adding a brand new phone number.
But it's the right number.
So I'm not even going to give out the New York number because we don't have to. Look at the phones. They're going nuts here.
All right.
The national number to get a hold of us today, 866-277-4WOW.
4WOW.
Or you could dial 866-ASS. ASS for WOW. Same number.
Pusa!
I hope all the cities put that number like on their websites and stuff because it's getting a little confusing now, unfortunately, and I apologize. But
yeah.
If you want to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4WOW. All right?
Right.
John, what's going on?
And I quote, to be quite frank, I think we're much funnier than he is.
Oh, Jesus.
I am so effed. Thanks, John.
This could be another Time magazine article.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. Thank you. Let's just put it this way. We're going to be on Fox News in New York tonight at 10 o'clock.
Fox News.
But knowing them, they're not going to run until like 10:55.
Well, they'll tease it. And coming up, blah, 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 blah.
Is that the promo they're running? One of our lines?
Yeah, the promo. The promo was you saying, "Yeah, I think we're much funnier," or something like that.
Doesn't mean he doesn't do a good radio show, right?
Right.
Okay. Because I just got out of a meeting about this.
Oh man.
Gee, was it another promo of me touching children? Or something of that sort.
No, I'm sure you're featured in the Fox News piece tonight, Anthony.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
What'll it be? Talking about the Olsen twins?
We'll go through the whole piece tomorrow on the show. I think it's a whole feature. They're doing like 5 or 6 minutes on us tonight. Fox News in New York. That's what, Channel 5 or whatever.
I can't get that out of my head.
What?
What?
Apulsa.
Oh, what the audio clip of me from Fox News, of the anchor.
Anthony was featured last night? I didn't know that.
What, was somebody talking about me on the news?
All right, they'll find the clip. Oh, hold on. Oh, your stepdad's on the line.
That's probably not Sal.
Sal?
Hey, guys, it's Sal, Anthony's stepdad.
No, yes, it's sure not.
It is. Listen to you.
Anthony, you didn't hear your mom giving me the rusty trombone.
Oh, all right. Shut up. I'm hanging up, Ant.
We're not going there, friends.
No, no, no.
That's a bit you'll never hear.
I just thought it was the real Sal.
No, he calls on the hotline.
Will, what's going on?
Hey. Hey. Oh, hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty good.
Hey, check this out. One time I was about 12 or 13. I walked
band camp
into my parents' bedroom. They were having sex. I walked in and out, and they didn't even see me. My dad was overseas for like, I don't know, 6 months or so.
Did you see the bob army shot? Did you see your father's bob shot? Back
no, they were underneath underneath the covers. All I saw was the covers going up and down, up and down. And I said, "What the hell?" Yeah. I walked in, I grabbed like some gifts my son had brought me, and I walked out of the room. I was in there for like 30 seconds. They didn't even see me. that was messed up, bro. And I was 13. I'm 30 now. I never forget that day.
Yeah, you don't want to ever see your parents having sex. That's all.
I know.
All right.
That's disgusting. All right, you guys suck.
Thank
you, man.
I had a moment with my grandma once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You shouldn't really put it that way.
We were.
You had a moment with your grandma.
My dad was having some quadruple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
A piece of cake, little surgery thing.
Sure.
Up in New Haven, right? And we were visiting him at the hospital. Mm. And then we're tooling up I-95. It's me, I think my sister, my sister's husband, Mike, my brother. Maybe another brother thrown in there. My grandma. We're just piled everyone in the car, and we're going up I-95. There's a car going really slow in the granny lane.
Yeah.
And we see this girl's head, swear to God, just going up and down, up and down, up and down. My grandma took a peek.
Oh, no.
Turned to us and smiled. She enjoyed the view.
She knew what that was?
Oh, hell yeah, she did.
Wow. Maybe she was a goer back in the old Model T days in the car.
She was 85 at the time.
85.
And she gave us a smile because we're all laughing our asses off and we're thinking, you know, it's going to go right over Grandma's head.
She knew about that stuff?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Wow. You didn't say anything, though, right?
One of my brothers, I'm sure, had a wise-ass remark.
Yeah.
Knowing them. Yeah.
Oh.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, boys, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, where you guys had the road show last week, there was a huge riot down there this weekend.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Gunfire the whole nine yards. You should have seen 18,000 people.
What a great little story that is. We had a road show last week, live from legendary Asbury Park.
That's where Bruce Springsteen got his start.
Asbury Park, New Jersey, right on the beach. Used to be a booming entertainment complex back in the 40s. You know, a lot of people used to take their families there. And
now it looks like Beirut.
Now it looks just like Beirut. I mean, we went to the Stone Pony, had a great time with our road show there. They're really trying to get something going in that town. But it looks like Beirut. There are broken down hotels. The windows gone. Everything's plywooded. The roofs are caving in of these legendary landmark attractions that have just been ravaged by time. And it seems that this is a popular place for Greek Fest, Opie. Do you know what Greek Fest is?
No.
Greek Fest. They pop up all over the country, these things. It's for black college students to get together and do the fraternity, sorority, party thing. Kind of blow off some steam.
Oh, it's kind of like Freaknik.
Like Freaknik.
Freaknik.
Down in Hotlanta.
Freaknik.
Freaknik.
Gotta tell everyone about Freaknik.
Freaknik.
Because when we got fired from Boston, we flew down to Atlanta for a little radio interview.
Mm-hmm.
And Freaknik was just about to begin, and all the white people in town basically told us to leave town.
They get in.
No joke.
We were leaving because we were flying back to New York. The airport's full of white people, like they're fleeing. It looked like the evacuation from Saigon. People waiting on the roofs for the choppers to take them off. It's like Whitey just wanted out of Atlanta.
This is no joke. We're not trying to be funny. The locals, they board up their businesses,
the storefronts. And you could see...
Like a hurricane's coming.
Yeah. And you could see chicks... And guys driving in the cars up the main roads, and they just stop in the middle of the street, blast music, get out and dance on the cars. And the girls all do that the booty dance, Opie.
I like big butt.
They shake their ass in that round circle as they hold their hips right in front of other guys.
It was quite lovely.
And they wait until they get a responsive guy, and then he goes up and starts humping them.
Yeah.
I swear to God. Like, she'll just get out, start doing the booty dance, shake that ass in those round circles, grab the hips, look over her shoulder, and kind of dance around. And then a guy just comes up and starts humping her. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
It's called Freaknik.
Freaknik.
So they do something similar to down there in Asbury Park?
Yeah, yeah. It's called a Greek Fest. And the first one they had was a different part of the Jersey Shore, and it drew like 60,000 people. This year, 5,000 people who the police say are not affiliated with black fraternities, sorority members, probably not even affiliated with colleges. It's just people hanging out. And this year, 5,000 people, 3,000 of those made their way into, like, the beach area, and just had running gunfights through the street. It was like, I'm reading this story, they're running, chasing each other, firing weapons. They have an SUV with the windows shot out, shooting an automatic weapon out the window at people. There were carjackings where the gridlock got so bad because there were so many cars in the area that... The carjackers couldn't leave the parking lot they jacked the car from, so they just drove in circles shooting things from the stolen car.
Did anyone get killed or anything?
I don't know. I know some people were seriously wounded. They found one guy in the street with a bullet in his hip and his own 9mm gun on the street next to him. Like, he'd just been dropped right there. 13-year-old girl sexually assaulted, just stripped of her clothing. Other women assaulted and mauled. Yeah, the sounds of Asbury Park. Oh my God. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? People being robbed at gunpoint along Asbury Avenue, and two brothers. Two brothers in a two brothers in a vehicle with Hawaiian license plates were carjacked.
Man,
boy, that's being lost. How we get here? Witnessed a group of teen boys stripping the clothes from a 13-year-old girl. Seven women reported they've been groped. Armed robberies at any of the stores that are open. And they pulled over a car and found hollow point bullets in the back seat. I mean, it's like they just went there to shoot each other, to have this running gun battle. In all fairness, it shouldn't be called Greek Fest, said this deputy from the police department. Other mayors say that...
You got knocked the f*** out!
And they said there weren't as many cops on duty because in previous years, the police have been told by the partygoers that there's too big a police presence and they don't want them cracking down on their fun. Well, this is what happens when you pull some of the cops off of there.
Vinny!
O&A.
What's up, Vinny?
You know, I just called to give you guys the facts, and here they are.
Oh, black, it's Vinny the racist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Black males, age 16 to 35, 4% of the population. Yet, Anthony, check this out. They're committing over 50% of the crime. Come on.
Really, Vinny the Racist, where do you get your information from?
What? Yes, Anthony, these are facts. These are on the 1999 FBI crime report. You are running to check it. You got the computer right there, Ant.
Do you subscribe to that?
Yes, I do.
You're out of your mind, Vinny.
Well, Vinny, perhaps that a statistic is because of oppression.
Funny.
Perhaps it's because of oppression, Vinny.
Okay. I know, you know, look. I'm giving you the facts. You can look it up.
All right, we'll all look them up.
FBI crime reports, 1999, 4% of the population, 50% of the crime.
Vinny, what do you say we do? How do we fix this, then?
Well, I don't think there's any cure now. I think it's got too far. I mean, we had a chance a couple years ago when Pat Buchanan was running.
Be more funny!
Cut that out, man.
All right, we're going to go to FBI.com and look up your facts.
Yeah, right? Look it up, Opie. Come on. You know, I ain't going to...
Here he goes. Vinny, always going off. Tuttle checking in saying, hey, didn't all that happen at the road show?
I know. When I saw when I saw the news article, I thought they were writing about the road show at first.
Yeah, because it says Mayhem Follows Festival in Asbury Park. I'm like,
right.
Oh, God, what happened?
Right.
What did we do?
It talks about guys getting arrested for being drunk and naked. I don't know.
Yeah.
It starts off a little like it might have been one of our road shows.
By early yesterday, police were collecting hundreds of bullet casings strewn across several city blocks, blood-stained sidewalks. Turned upside down downtown supermarket where a 24-year-old city man was shot three times by an off-duty narcotics detective. The man fired his .357 Magnum into the crowd, then pointed it at the detective.
Brian's a Jersey cop. Brian.
Maybe he's not. There were reported gunshots all over, and apparently there was some running gun battles with people just running through the street shooting each other. At least five people were robbed at gunpoint. Now there's a party. Wow.
Let me try this again. All right, here we go. Brian.
Yo.
Hold on. Brian.
Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Man?
What's happening? That off-duty detective actually shot two cops that were on indictment, actually. They were the ones going around shooting up the streets.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man. They were on indictment for narcotics distribution. Two Perth Amboy cops.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
That's not in our story there.
Yep.
Well, when you're indicted for stuff, I guess you could just go out and shoot the streets up and have fun. Why not?
Yeah, why not, right?
Have some fun with it.
All right, thank you, Brian.
All right, dude.
All right, there he goes, Brian. We should take our first break. We're just getting started, right?
Listen, in critical condition with bullet wounds to his face and neck. All right. Greetings from Asbury Park.
Hi, this is Bruce Springsteen. Holy jeez, I'm getting out of here. Greetings from Asbury Park.
Get you.
Hey, Rick, is the Richard Jenny thing just about ready?
It's ready.
Oh, how uncomfortable is that?
We got some cringe radio on the way. Richard Jenny came in, man. And we really messed with him really bad. I didn't realize how bad it was.
It was torture.
It's brutal to listen to. We'll play a little taste of that next. As we go to break, something from the archives, though, okay? Nice. A call that went horribly wrong. All right, it's Opie and Anthony.
Oi.
This is FM Talk 102.7. We are having an absolute riot today. Hope you're enjoying the festivities.
Yeah, sure.
Hoping a lot of people are joining the Tuesday Night Homer Club right now, Ant.
I would hope so, too.
Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All right.
I'm in the middle of being inducted into the Tuesday Night Homer Club as we speak.
Yeah! Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm in Seaside Heights.
Are you on the road?
Oh, no. I can't do that right now, at least.
No?
No, I'm at home. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, though.
Let's talk to the lady real fast.
Okay, here.
Hi, guys.
Are you really inducting your boyfriend into the club tonight?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right.
Hey, real quick, lick the mouthpiece on the phone. Go ahead, real quick.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. Now give him back the phone.
Oh, no. Okay, wait.
Yeah?
What's your name?
Kelly?
Yeah.
Can
he hear us right now?
No.
Okay, listen. Kelly?
Yeah.
We will give you a really good prize. He can't hear, right?
No.
All right. I want you to give him back the phone. And go back into inducting him, and just give him a little bite.
Okay.
I'm serious. If he screams, we're going to give you a really good prize. All right?
All right.
Not enough to really cause, you know, severe damage, but enough to get a reaction, okay?
All right.
All right. Let's put Jeff on the line again.
Okay.
Ah! Oh! What
the hell was that?
Oh,
Hold on. I had to jump out of that. Don't curse.
Sorry about that.
She just bit him. Jeff, what's wrong?
Oh, man. She bit me. Not hard, but. Oh, man.
God damn, Opie,
the beautiful
that's
thing
bad.
Is getting a kiss and made better now.
Man, that's not right, Opie. She went right for it, though.
That's not
funny.
Bad.
That's real funny.
We're still stupid.
Well, if that's what it takes to get good ratings, we'll continue being stupid.
We don't care.
We don't care.
I've been expecting you to make exactly that asinine statement.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Theater of the Mindless. 1027
WNEW. Gracie. Hey, pictures. Look at that.
Anthony, Diamond Vision. I think
yes.
We're on the air.
Diamond Vision. When you choose a LASIK surgeon, you want an experienced specialist, not someone who's an impersonal high-volume assembly line. No. Remember, it's not quantity that matters. It's quality. That's why professional athletes like Tiki Barber have chosen Diamond Vision, and Opie's chosen Diamond Vision. Dr. Filatov does it. Harvard-trained, board-certified. This guy's a pro. He's done thousands of these. Here's the best part. Diamond Vision is proud to make LASIK affordable with prices starting at just $499 per eye through July. That's $499 per eyeball. Call them up now for a free consultation in Manhattan, Scarsdale, Greenwich, or Westport. 1-800-984-2020. Easy number. 1-800-984-2020. Take advantage of the special July price of $499 per eye through July. Call them, 1-800-984-2020. 1-800-984-2020.
Opie and Anthony. Yeah. 1027 WNEW.
Listen down, you little man. I'm not the one who's trying to change you.
Yeah.
And if you come to understand, it'll be okay. Yeah. You need to change.
Yeah.
You need to change.
Yeah.
I'm not the one who's trying to see. I'm not the one who's trying to be your enemy. That's something you need to change. I'm not the one who's trying to be your enemy. Yeah. That's something you need to change.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Days of the New. Little nice. Taste. Enemy. Nice move by Travis Meeks. He gets rid of his band, and they turn around and form Tantric. Oops. Ouch.
Look what I did to you now. Look what I did to you again.
Lee, what's going on? Hey, Lee.
Oh, hi.
Hi, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
How are you?
Pretty good. Let's go. We're a fast-paced radio show.
I'm sorry?
Oh.
What's your story?
Okay. One time I was with my boyfriend, and we got into a really, really bad argument. Mm-hmm. And then he decided that it would be a good idea to have makeup sex to make it better.
Makeup sex, huh?
Yeah, and he said the makeup sex always is the best sex to have.
Yeah, makeup sex could be really, really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Please hold on.
We're professionals. You can't say that on the radio.
Just said went to administer the Hummer.
Right. You went in for the Hummer, and then what'd you do?
Well, I bit him so hard that he screamed like a 12-year-old girl with a skinned knee. And we were at college, and we had to take him to the health center.
Why, did you draw blood?
No, he got a really nice bruise, though.
Did you pinch a piece or with your teeth, or did you just bite down on a meaty part?
I bit down on the right at the top.
Right at the top, yes.
Lee.
Yes, the sensitive area. Great
the problem
job.
I have with this call, it says on the screen that you thought it was funny.
What?
Ouch. Ouch.
It was justified.
Ouch.
Cute story. Thanks, Lee.
You don't like those stories.
Yeah, ladies, don't get any wise ideas like that.
Dominic, what's going on? Dominic.
Hello.
Hello. The owner of the Stone Pony.
What happened?
We were talking about Asbury Park, and he said, I demand to speak to Opie and Anthony. So there we had it.
Maybe.
Is he calling back? Dominic.
Hello.
No, that's not Dominic.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Dominic, line two.
Ah.
Hey.
Dominic, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
The owner of the Stone Pony, it says on the screen, you demand to talk to us.
Yep, I demand to talk to you. Great sound effects about the last riots here this week, and I'll tell you, Asbury Park was giving us a lot of heat for your show, for all the lewdness and everything that happened.
Really?
And this goes to show them that the Opie and Anthony show was nothing compared to what their sanctioned events could be.
So what was it like?
It was pretty bad. I had people coming up to my lawn because I live a block away. I just bought a house, and for breakfast, my daughters say, there's someone with a big black worm pissing in our window.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Dominic, you can't say that word.
Yeah,
Anthony, why don't you clean that up?
Well, there was somebody defecating, liquid defecation.
While we were having breakfast.
You're eating breakfast, all of a sudden.
My daughter, that's 10 years old, turns around and says there's someone,
taking a leak on your window as you're having breakfast.
Yeah.
How did she describe what was?
It was a worm. She says they have a worm there's liquid coming out of a big black worm.
Oh, my God.
So, basically, that was my morning rude awakening. And then, basically, I had to just patrol the corner and just make sure that the property wasn't damaged or any of that.
Hey, Dominic, little advice from your pals, Opie and Anthony.
Get out!
No, this is a great town. This is a great town, guys. This is, you have to believe in it, and this is a great... Asbury Park is on the comeback. This just what you see here is, like you said, is Beirut by the shore. It's 14 years of a failed development, but that's... we have a new city council, and they're doing a great job cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Those sound effects that you guys did were great.
I'll go on record and say you got a great club, but the area around there has to be, revitalized.
Yeah, but, that's what it takes. It takes people to believe in the area and to come in and put your money where your mouth is.
Sarajevo's on the comeback trail, too,
Yeah.
Hey,
but like that. But a lot of us will not see the day when there's nice buildings again.
Saigon. That took 30 years.
But listen, that's what attracted me. That's surreal. It's magical. All we needed was like tumbleweeds in this city. A year ago, there was nobody, nothing walking on the street. Now we have people. Now you're bringing your show, you're packing the place, and there's people here.
But, Dominic, you got black worms being pressed up against your window while you're eating breakfast with your little kid.
Hey, that's life. So on. Right. You know, life goes on. I move on. You know, I'm still alive.
More power to you.
Yeah, without a doubt. All right. Well, thank you, Dominic.
Thanks, guys.
The owner of the Stone Pony in Asbury Park.
I got a revitalizing plan for Asbury Park.
Leonola Gay, with her deadly cargo in her belly, leaves the airfield, bound for Asbury Park, where an atomic bomb will be dropped, clearing the way for new development. She rolls down the tarmac.
I mean, please. He's a brave guy.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I mean, and let me tell you something. If I'm sitting there and you got a daughter like that and some guy whips out his junk in plain view and starts taking a leak on your window, you should be able to shoot him.
It's a black worm, Anthony.
A big black worm is squirting on the window, Daddy. When you hear that, get to the root cellar. Get to the root cellar and get your gun.
You get your big black gun.
Because I'll tell you something. You don't know if that big black worm is going to come through your window and invade your daughter.
Like Godzilla. Take your daughter away.
It could. Who wants that happening?
Black worm wraps itself around your daughter's neck and pulls her right through the window there.
Pulls her out.
Alexandria.
Hey. I got the one thing worse than catching your parents.
What?
Catching your grandparents.
Oh, you caught your grandparents having sex?
Yes. I grew up with my grandparents. I wasn't raised by my regular parents.
What kind of sex were they having?
I think it was like my grandmother was like straddled my grandfather.
Like, she's a top girl?
Yeah.
Nice.
And my grandparents are, like, in their 60s.
I think at that age, all ladies have to be top. Because
don't bounce too much, Grandma. I might break a hip.
You can't have Grandpa, you know, on top.
I'd say I saw them once, but I heard them every Sunday morning on the morning.
Like laying on a gummy sack full of potatoes.
I'm having sex, and click-clacks are hitting me in the butt.
Oh, God.
Well, that's a great story, Alexandria.
Thank you. You guys suck.
All right, bye.
Grandparents with grandma on top. That's nice. That's a hot grandma.
All right, we have the Richard Jenny uncomfortable
oof
radio clip here. You want to explain the Richard Jenny thing, Anthony?
He's a
comedian that has been on, oh, my God, just about every talk show you could think of.
Yeah.
Pretty famous guy.
Sure. He was on Ron and Fez's show, I guess, before us here in New York. And Ron came in, asked us, why haven't we had Richard Jenny on our show? I'm like, you know, we really don't have much to say to Richard Jenny. It wasn't like the name all of a sudden goes, oh, yeah, let's get him. You know, nice enough guy and all, but I don't know if he really would fit into this program.
Right.
But he called up, and then he wound up coming down. And we gave him a really, really hard time. We wouldn't let him in the studio first. We made him call from right outside the door of the studio.
Yeah, what you're about to hear
bad.
Is us talking to Richard Jenny on a phone, even though he's probably 12 feet away from us.
At one point, he looked in the window so we could see him. It was like a prison visit.
Right. We beat him up really bad.
Yeah.
And here's a guy that's been on Leno and Letterman and
here's
everyone else.
Here's a guy.
So let's go to the tape. It's us with Richard Jenny. Richard Jenny's out there?
Yep.
Yeah, get him on the phone. Richard Jenny's a comedian.
Called up yesterday.
Yes, he did.
At the end of the show, wanted to come in,
mm-hmm.
plug his show, Caroline's, and for some reason he kept getting disconnected.
Right.
And we invited him to come in today.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Richard Jenny. Who's this?
Richard Jenny. Hey, Richard, it's Opie and Anthony. How are you?
Opie and Anthony, how are you?
Good. How are you doing? Good?
I'm just peachy, thanks.
When are you coming in?
I was thinking about coming in today.
Today?
Yeah.
At what time?
Probably about 4:40.
4:40? It's what, 4:22?
Yeah, I'm really close by.
Where are you?
I'm actually staying in the lobby.
You're outside the studio?
Yeah, I've been staying in the lobby. I didn't want to miss you guys.
And you want to come in and do the show?
Yeah.
If it's okay, if you're not too busy talking about Ron Jeremy's penis, I could maybe stop in.
Well, Ron's coming in, too. You get along with him? Yeah, you said yesterday, right?
Yes, I've met him before. In fact, I used to do jokes about him in my head.
Oh, you did?
I used to do a joke about the hairy fat guys with hair on their back getting all kinds of chicks, and he came up to me. I did the porn awards. That's how I met him.
Oh, really?
I had a bit in there about fat, hairy guys getting all kinds of women. He comes up to me and he goes, "You're talking about me, weren't you?" And I go, "No, it was just a generic fat, porno, hairy guy. It wasn't really you."
When you tell that joke on stage, do you get a laugh?
That wasn't actually the form.
It was just telling a story.
I thought you said that's something you do in your act.
You want to do a prison visit?
Do I want to do a what?
A prison visit.
No, why would I want to do a prison visit?
Well, that's where you're on the phone like you are now, and then you step up to the glass on the door to the studio.
Right.
And you talk that way.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come up to the glass. It'll be fun. It's like Oz. You ever watch Oz?
Why can't I just come in? I can't just come in the studio. Are you worried about germs or something?
Oh, we're going to have Ron Jeremy in.
That was really funny, that thing yesterday was really funny.
What thing?
The thing where you kept hanging up on me.
Oh, yeah. It would be funny if we hung up on you right now.
No, I think it gets old. It gets old after a while.
Yeah, it does. This is our new game. You're 15 feet away, and we're making you call us on the telephone.
At first, I was pissed off, and then I just started cracking up. It was so juvenile.
Were you really mad?
At first I was. What the hell was that? How could they do it? And then I just go, that is just so asinine, I have to laugh at it.
But if you're going to get mad at something like that, maybe you shouldn't be on our show, because we're juvenile.
That's true.
You know?
Well, it's up to you. I'm just hoping you put me on.
Are you going to be funny, Richard?
Yeah, I'll be funny.
Well, I'm sold. I'm sold.
Not to put the pressure on you or anything.
I'll be funny.
Like, what's the first joke you're going to tell on the air?
Stop it.
You're totally putting him on the spot here. Do you have a riff on, like, Clinton or anything?
Clinton.
Any riffs on things in the news?
There's lots of riffs on whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah?
But I got to be in the studio to do them. I'm not funny in the lobby.
Yeah.
So you got any knock-knock jokes?
He's laughing at the juvenile stuff again.
Knock-knock. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Richard Jenny.
Richard Jenny, who?
Richard Jenny, you're hearing knock knock because I'm pissed a whipping Opie and Anthony.
Get it, Richard Jenny, who? Oh, sorry. All right, Richard. Can you give us a few minutes to think about it?
Yeah, think it over.
Opie, you are just the worst host ever.
All right, hold on, Richard. Someone wants to talk to you. Hold on. Let's go to Paul. Paul, what's up? Paul.
What's up, boys?
You're on the air with Richard Jenny,
who's right outside the studio on a phone.
Yeah. Do yourselves a huge favor and leave him where he is.
Why? Why?
He was on Ron and Fez yesterday, and I felt like sticking a steak knife in my forehead.
Oh, Richard?
He was more boring than church.
Richard, did you have a good time on Ron and Fez yesterday?
Yeah, I did. But actually, I feel like sticking a steak knife in his forehead, too.
He was horrendous. He was horrendous.
All right, Paul. Thank you. That's not nice, Paul. Richard Jenny came all this way. He's in the lobby, outside the studio. Right, Richard?
In the lobby. Not for much longer.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Wait a minute, Richard.
I thought you know how to have fun and stuff.
Come on. You're wearing me out with this crap.
We're just having fun and hanging.
All right.
You're not having fun with this?
Yeah, it's funny for like a minute.
Yeah, but you know, some things are funny, right? And then they get unfunny. And then the longer they go on, it comes right back around and gets funny again.
I guess.
We're waiting for it to get to that point again.
All right.
It's really not there yet.
We'll have a long wait.
Richard, do you know what our show's about? You ever hear our show? What have you heard about the Opie and Anthony show, Richard?
Not much.
Not much?
Nothing?
No.
Are you from New York, or where are you from?
Originally from New York, yeah.
And where you live in L.A. now?
Yeah.
So you're not familiar with this show?
No, but it's so popular.
So this could be like commonplace, and you wouldn't know it. We might do this to every guest we've ever had.
Are we on the air right now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah. Why?
What, you thought this wasn't on the air?
No, I thought we were just talking.
We are. It's a talk show, kind of.
All right. I'm hanging up.
All right.
What? Hello?
Why did he hang up?
Did he hang up?
What's going on?
Rick, go see how that went.
He's right outside the door.
What's the matter?
But we were having fun.
Why is everyone coming in here?
What's up, Stinky?
Stinky, what's wrong?
Nothing. I don't fear for my life.
Is he okay?
Pacing a little.
Rick, go smooth things over, Rick. Rick, you're the producer. Take care of things.
No, we're going to go to the listeners, see if they want Richard Jenny on the show.
There he is. He looks like he's going to kill
Richard
us.
Richard Jenny. Come here. Sit down, man.
Are you doing this or not?
Uh-oh. No, come on. It's all fun. Richard Jenny, how are you?
Aren't you a good very sport, good. Richard?
That's Opie over there. I'm Anthony.
Uh-oh, he looks all uptight.
What's the matter?
Down. You'd spend too much time. You're wasting time, right? It's like a waste of time.
See, now you got to be funny.
No.
After we just pissed you off. He looks all pissed. Here, get on the mic.
Just let's see how much we can screw with Richard.
That's what we do on this show. We're idiots.
You want a shot of Jaeger?
Oh, man, a lot of people are uncomfortable out there.
I know.
So you know what I did recently? I went on...
here comes a joke.
All right, forget it.
That was not Opie. That was a joke. Come on, Richard.
Forget it.
Richard, let me explain something.
Look at two little babies. He's gonna conform to our show. We're not going to do the show. He wants
be
to
be more funny.
Don't say two, because Opie
press
is...
Press button, you big loser. Press button.
Be more funny.
Opie's the biggest prick.
Let's cut him off. He's starting to sound like he's going on us, and we can't take it.
I was listening, and Opie is a prick.
You don't have a sense of humor?
Just a little taste. It goes on forever, but...
He was doing the typical comedy thing. Hey, recently I was on a flight, and...
Uh-oh, here comes the joke.
Here comes the joke. That just shut him right down.
Let me tell you, recently, I'd been flying to...
Here comes the funny. Here comes the funny.
Show me the funny.
All right. We must take a break.
Yeah.
Is Jim Brewer coming in today?
That's what the fact says.
Hey, Hammer.
Brewer should be coming in today. Paul Mercurio from The Daily Show on Comedy Central stopping by.
Opie Anthony.
We're going to have the hot mom that was kicked out of the Big Brother house.
Yep. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Why not? We wanted to get the executive producer on, Arnold Shapiro.
Yeah.
Tell him how much of a loser he is for kicking Justin out of the house.
Yeah, we said that when it happened. I mean, you'd need interesting people in there like that.
You're looking for ratings. You had him in the palm of your hand, and you decided to chicken out and kick him out of the house.
What? Line 11.
We'll get to line 11 in just a bit, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Ow. Give us a call, 866-277-4.
Wow.
Hey, this is Richard Jenny. You're listening to Opie and Anthony, the greatest radio show on earth. And I'm not just saying that. I'm reading it off a paper that they gave me.
Anthony Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
How's your sex life? I bet a lot of people would love to find a way to make their sex life more fun and fulfilling. Try some Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. It's the name of the herb. The guys at Pinnacle didn't make it up. It's called Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. It's a botanical complex designed to enhance libido and sexual performance. It's based on all the latest scientific research into sexual performance and well-being. And Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed is the only formula clinically tested and doctor-recommended. In a recent study conducted by a Manhattan internist, 60% of the male participants reported positive benefits from Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. One couple said Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed made their already torrid sexual activities earth-shattering. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Get it at GNC, the vitamin shop, and other vitamin retailers, or call them up 1-800-899-5323. They call it the Natural Erector Set. Pinnacle Horny Goat Week. GNC, The Vitamin Shop, and other vitamin stores, or call them 1-800-899-5323. 1-800-899-5323.
Anthony, Planet Java from the fine folks at what?
It's Planet Java from Coca-Cola.
From Coca-Cola, there you have it.
It's the coolest thing to hit the streets in spring. It's iced coffee. It's called Planet Java. Great tasting Planet Java. Out to kick the competition's ass. Keep an eye out for the Planet Java sampling trucks. The street patrol's coming to an area near you with cool new flavors. They got Javadelic, Tremble, and Caramocha. Of course, you know Javadelic's the grown-up milkshake, Caramocha, chocolate and caramel in coffee, and Tremble. You need a kick. It's 121 milligrams of caffeine. That'll do it. Tremble's the highest caffeinated drink in the country. I know. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane. 121 milligrams. Tremble does the trick deliciously. The wildest thing in town, Planet Java. Iced coffee with an attitude. And available wherever Coca-Cola products are sold. If your retailer doesn't have Planet Java, say, hey, get Planet Java. Iced coffee just got cool. Settle for nothing less. Planet Java.
Power. By Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York. Here we go, here we go, here we go now. Whoa. Nothing wrong with me. 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 One, something's got to give. Two, something's got to give. Three, something's got to give. Now! Let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the floor. Let the body hit the floor.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Give us a call, 866-277-4. Wow.
What song rocks?
For the New York audience, we're being featured on the 10 o'clock news tonight on Fox, Channel 5.
Fox 5, 10 o'clock news.
The fine folks at Fox, I'm sure they're going to just make us look stupid like everyone else does.
Right.
But they put the piece together in such a way that maybe the national affiliates,
yeah,
will pick up the story as well.
Oh,
so.
Well, there you go. Who knows?
If someone in another city sees it tonight, let us know. It'll definitely be on a New York stuff.
Oh, boy. I won't watch.
Christy, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, nothing.
How you doing?
Fine.
All right, you've been on hold for about 45 minutes. What do you got for the show?
Oh, about last night's show.
Yeah?
What was on last night?
Oh, you're calling from Dallas?
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas. All right,
mm-hmm.
What's up?
Oh, nothing.
You were listening to last night's show?
Yeah.
And?
That was, like, dumb.
The show was dumb?
No, the Time magazine thing was dumb.
The Time article?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right, though. That's what they do. They're not going to write anything positive about us. It's all right.
How old a gal are you?
I'm just happy we're in Time magazine. She's 18, Anthony.
Oh,
Dallas,
really?
Texas,
yeah.
Yes.
Christy.
Uh-huh.
Did you pick up the Time magazine to check out the article?
No.
Oh, all right.
Not yet.
Well,
she got that little accent going.
Yeah, so what do you do, Christy?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
You go to school?
Yeah.
Oh. What grade are you in?
I'm not going to tell you that.
What?
I'm not going to tell you what grade I'm in.
Well, you got to be either in
11th grade,
13th grade,
or 12th grade, or you're going to community college. What are you doing?
What?
Oh, Christy, I got to let you go.
No! No.
Huh?
No!
No.
I think we're doing that homeschooling.
I'm doing homeschooling.
There's Christy from Dallas. Wow.
Damn you concrete walkers. I don't like your kind. You're city people.
I love that tape.
Yeah.
How was Spinal Tap last night, Anthony?
Oh, rock.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, man. Spinal Tap. Saw him last night at the Beacon. Had a star-studded audience, Opie.
A lot of people were there?
Star-studded.
Was it the place to be last night?
It seemed to be the place to be, yes. For the likes of Penn from Penn and Teller, the guy from Will and Grace. Will from Will and Grace.
Is he the gay guy?
He's one of the gay guys on the show, but I think he overcomes it out in public by just always being wrapped around his hot wife, girlfriend, whatever she is. It's hysterical. Yes, I'm gay on the show, but look, I'm going to F a girl right here in front of you just to prove I'm not.
That's going to suck that you're the gay guy in a hit sitcom if you're not gay.
Because, you know, the gay guys just probably come up to him all the time. I just love you. Get out of here, faggot.
Christy's back. Hold on. Christy.
Why'd you hang up on me?
Because you had nothing to say.
Oh.
All right, we'll give you a chance to say something. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Is this going to be on tonight?
Yeah.
In Dallas?
Yeah, you'll be on in Dallas.
Dallas.
Sounding really stupid.
Cut this out.
All right, go ahead. Say something.
I was on hold, like, forever. Yeah. And then you guys just...
Oh, you're heartless.
I'm going for five today.
You're
going
to go for five with her? She'll call back.
I say she calls back five times.
Anyway, Spinal Tap.
Christy, what the hell's this phone bill all about? Mama.
So you ran to the gay guy from Will and Grace, but he's not gay.
I didn't run into him, okay? The way you make it sound like I ran into him.
But he's not gay because he was with his hot wife or girlfriend or something. And he made sure everyone was checking him out when he was with his hot wife or girlfriend.
Right.
Okay.
Making sure.
I got it.
And I think he was trying to be a little bit of a tough guy in front of his girlfriend. A little tough guy.
What, slapping around a little bit?
No, that would have worked, though. That works, too. No, he's sitting in his seat watching Spinal Tap, and his chick is on the aisle seat, right? And he's next to her. And some people were walking in the aisle, and his girl couldn't see. So he kind of leans over his girlfriend, taps the guy, and goes, "Hey, she can't see." And the guy just turns around and goes, "Shut up, faggot."
He did not.
No, he moved. But he shut up, faggot. But at one point they got up, and right before he sat down, someone threw a drink in his chair. So he sat and his ass got wet. Just like a real gay guy.
Oh.
Come on. Gay guys sitting in seats that people have dumped water on or something.
Anthony, we're on in San Francisco now. Cut it out.
Man.
We
got to
make a good impression for everyone listening in San Francisco.
We welcome everyone.
That's a winner.
We welcome everybody.
So what else happened at Spinal Tap?
We got a clip of somebody talking to the guy from Will and Grace.
Friggin' fag, you want to make out or something?
That's horrible. That's not him.
So is Penn the one that talks or doesn't
the
talk?
The big one.
Oh, yeah. The big guy that
the
talks.
Big guy
okay.
That talks.
All right.
He was there. Also, Steven Van Zandt from, of course,
Miami Steve.
E Street Band.
And The Sopranos.
The Sopranos. Now, everybody knows. More people are coming up to him asking him about taking pictures with him because they know him from The Sopranos than from Springsteen. And then he's talking to me about he wants a show on WNEW here in New York.
He wants to do a talk show?
No, he wants to do like a garage rock show. We already have the Eddie Trunk show there Saturday night.
And he does a good job with that.
No, it'd be like, you know, something on the weekend where he would do something. I'm like, all right, you know, I'll talk to Ken Stevens for you. Bada bing. Just like, hey.
He was pitching you a rock show.
I do you a favor, maybe you do me a favor. Bada bing.
Does he understand we don't really play music anymore on the radio station?
That's something I don't know, see?
Yeah.
I think he knows that, but I think he was pitching some kind of weekend show.
All right.
Yeah. And Spinal Tap rocked. You know, they did all the hits, but they were kind of, I'm sorry, they're kind of dicks. They really are.
Well, yeah, they blew us off yesterday.
They blew everyone off. Everybody.
It's just amazing because we presented the Spinal Tap show. Opie and Anthony present.
Says it on the ticket.
We're concert promoters as well in our spare time.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't know what that entails.
We have presented Andrew Dice Clay in the past and now Spinal Tap. So
the Garden.
You would think if we're going to help them sell tickets for their show, because it wasn't sold out, right, Ant?
Yeah.
They would, I don't know, maybe, you know, come down to the station and, you know, hang on our show. They blew us off.
Yeah, totally blew us off. And
I heard they were kind of dicks to their fans and backstage last night, huh?
We're hanging out backstage, and it was hard enough for me to get a pass. I got one pass, and for me and my girlfriend. And that was it. I have my brother Joe, Cowbell Bill hanging out, Big Kev, Joe Curry. Everyone I went with had to sit out there, and then I got my messages on the phone later. dude, man, I guess you couldn't get us in and stuff, but, you know, it's cool. I enjoyed the show. So I'm the dick.
I'm the bad guy. Now I'm the bad guy. You need a person like me. You need me. I'm the bad guy.
You got to take care of your entourage, Anthony.
Well, I didn't see anybody. I saw fleeting glimpses of people that were in Spinal Tap.
The Anthony entourage.
My entourage, my peeps. I'm like P. Diddy. I'm P. Diddy. P. Diddy. So I go back there. I barely see Spinal Tap, you know, the guys.
Mm-hmm.
They leave through the back door to go to their limos. There's people waiting outside for autographs. Not a lot of people. But there's, like, guys waiting out there for some autographs with some Spinal Tap memorabilia. Nothing. They walked right past them. Right past them.
Maybe
nothing.
They were, you know, trying to be rock stars.
Hey, look, you know, you're taking your Spinal Tap thing a little too friggin' seriously. It was a goof band, a movie back in, like, 1982, 83.
Maybe they're gay.
Maybe they're gay. Hey, faggy. Maybe they're...
Nice head, dicks. Where you going? You too big now, faggots? You sucked on SNL, dick!
Jim Brewer in the studio.
Jim Brewer.
I paid for you, faggots!
Were you on SNL during the time any of them were on?
No.
No? They, no? They missed each other. Gone. Right, right. Yeah.
Really? Michael McCann wasn't on, like, a part-time thing?
He was on for, what, a season?
Yeah, I know.
All those guys are. They were on for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Christopher Guest.
The only one that was on a short amount of time was Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh,
God. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. The Anthony Michael Hall month.
Wasn't that Julia Dreyfus, too? And
Yeah, she was on, sure. Seinfeld.
Michael Anthony was on a tear, too. I mean, he kind of had the gayish geek thing going, but you loved him. Because he got high in that movie.
He had that growth spurt, and it was all over.
And then all of a sudden, I was like, what happened?
Now I think he's in that. I think he's in that movie, that Def Leppard VH1 production.
What?
Who's he playing?
Who he's playing, but he's definitely in the Def Leppard movie.
Yeah, I play the drummer's leg.
Whoa.
Def Leppard movie tomorrow night.
Made
in
a movie?
Yeah. It's a VH1 movie.
It's a VH1 movie. Like they
did
cast
they act it in, or
no, it's not them. They cast people as Def Leppard, which is hysterical.
Where did they get the one armed actor from?
I have no idea.
Arm, leg, whatever.
Arm?
No, I know. But who cares?
Body, I know my amputees.
Leg, whatever.
I know my amputees.
So I saw some dramatic moments of him in the hospital, you know, and the fake Def Leppard talking to him, you know, trying to act like Def Leppard.
We're still going to be a band.
Yeah, stuff like that.
We're still going to rock it. We're not giving up on Def Leppard.
No.
We're going to still be a band.
Photograph will live on.
We'll be back with more of the Def Leppard story on VH1.
So back to Spinal Tap.
Back it.
Did they have
back it.
Shut up.
Both of
shut up. How annoyed must the roommates of those guys be?
Shut up, bitch. Shut up.
Yeah, here we go.
VH1 Behind the Music presents Def Leppard, but not really Def Leppard, in the not really Def Leppard story.
And the guy with the missing arm, but he's not really missing an arm.
How did they do that? We'll show you on Behind the Def Leppard Movie, Behind the Music.
See how they struggled on to perform songs like Love Bites.
Love Bites.
When you need love.
Pour some sugar on me and rock it, yeah.
Watch how they were gang raped by 5 black rappers after a concert one day and still survived on.
Make your own British flag shorts. Just like the drummer. The movie Hysteria.
Def Leppard.
Starring people that kind of look like Def Leppard. I'm there. I'm there. That says, watch me.
How cheesy was the blonde guy? Remember the blonde guy?
They all were blonde, no?
Tight pants. No. The short blonde hair.
Hey, and then the guy died.
Wait a minute. The one
long hair guy died.
Did he shoot himself or something?
No, he got, like, so effed up all the time on booze and drugs. Oh, that's got to be a great part of the movie, too.
Oh, bandmate's dead, but the band's got to go on.
We're missing a leg and a player, but we can still sing Love Bites.
Oh, me gone, me foot fell off. But we could still be a band.
See Def Leppard as they transform into a band of nothing but heads. Heads. Singing heads.
My body rotted off, but we're still a band. We've got to keep Def Leppard together.
Singing Heads.
They're bringing their heads out. Shut up. They're bringing them out. They're coming out of the stage.
Look, it's the head.
They're putting him on the stool, man. Shh.
A story of courage and bravery. As Def Leppard is just heads. Death heads.
I had to learn how to play the guitar all over again when I was just a head. It's hard to re. I had to reteach myself guitar. Because I had to play with me tongue.
With special guest Ozzy Osbourne as he comes in and grabs one head and bites it in half. And then shoves the other half in his pooper.
Well, it's quite amazing about saying you just a head. I feel we would snort some lines. It's just a head that cocaine came right out of the neck.
I think I'm going to say it's this myself.
See the story of courage, bravery. A story no one gives a flying F about. Def Leppard in Torso Rock. See, they're choking on their own vomit stories. Def Leppard hysteria.
One time, one told me it's because they came on and it's a mess.
I don't know what they're saying either.
It was great. We're all still buds from long ago, and no matter how many body parts fall off, we got to keep the band together.
We were abused. I remember one time we went out with Metallica and they used our heads for kickballs. It was not funny. Lars got real drunk and he urinated on my wife.
I remember one time the bass player, you know, he's still just a head, decided to take a drive and he got in a horrible accident and lost his ears. And since he played the bass with his ears on his head, he had to teach himself all over how to play without the ears.
Hysteria.
See how one of them finally went into a movie career and entered the movie Castaway.
The Roadshow. The stage production, London of Castaway.
What was the guy's name, Castaway?
The part of Wilson.
Wilson.
Wilson!
Should I say he's been named Wilson?
Wilson!
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Yeah, something, I got a real good feeling that they're going to have to change the name of that movie to Hysterical.
Yeah,
going to have a big bag of herb tomorrow, do some bong hits. It's going to be funny.
Right on. Well, they got the bad wig jobs and stuff.
Yeah, the bad 80s British rock guy wigs that just look really bad.
Even Spinal Tap's wigs last night were just like really bad. Like for the movie, they were bad, but they kind of got them. And then I saw them backstage, the Spinal Tap guys, just kind of walking around because they weren't hanging with anybody. And it was frightening. Because they come out, and Christopher Guest, I mean, completely bald. He's gray, like, beard.
Fat.
Yeah, and you're like, wait a minute. That's not Nigel.
What happened to Nigel?
What happened to Nigel?
I knew you should have given him the big bread. He wanted big bread.
How many times do you think he sits in a bar, and someone goes, hey, man, say it. This one goes up to 11.
Hey, this one goes up to 11. Dick,
could you shut up?
Oh, wait, I don't even have the accent. Look, could you shut up? That's not what he says.
Do the accent, man.
No, really, I'm did they really have
the, say 11.
They have the mini Stonehenge? Yeah, the little Stonehenge came down.
And oh, how they danced, the little children of Stonehenge.
And the Stonehenge comes down, and the little dwarf dances around it. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Were they in the pods?
No, they didn't have anything like that.
Into the pods?
No, and it was sponsored by some kind of fake, like, Depend undergarment. So they had, like big flyers in the back for these fake undergarments. There it is.
Long ago, before the dawn of history.
Hundreds of years.
Before the dawn of history.
Lived a strange race
of people. The Druids.
You've seen that movie too many times.
Yeah, you gotta get out of the house.
Tony, what's up?
I wouldn't have loved the movie.
Hey.
The guy's a dick, but
Brewer's a sick bastard, man.
Oh, we love Jim Brewer.
Dude, buddies of mine went to the show.
Yeah.
Best way to piss him off, Say, hey, where's Squiggy, dick?
Oh, Michael McKeon?
Dude, he had a S-fit.
Squiggy, Squiggy. Yeah.
Wait, you guys actually did that?
Friends of mine did. They wouldn't give him autographs.
Squiggy, dick.
They were being dicks, so he goes, hey, where's Squiggy, dick?
Welcome to Michael McKeon. Go,
hello.
Dude, he's shot him.
Hey, Levine.
That's funny.
That is very
hello,
funny.
Hello, Levine.
Nice head, dick. Where's Squiggy? Thank you. Good night.
Where's Squiggy, dick?
Yeah, I see you in Oceanside, faggot.
Where the banshees live and they do live well. Go ahead. Hysteria. You wouldn't even know that we're playing Spinal Tap music because we couldn't get the rights to the real music.
I wonder if they perform the Def Leppard songs or if they actually got permission to use the songs. It was just bad cover band version.
I remember hating them so much one time, I'd go out and beat Mexicans for that one video. What was it, Once Bitten? Remember? He was so
over-exaggerated.
He'd go up, no. He'd go up, when you make love.
Oh, that one, yeah.
You're looking at, shut up, kicking at me.
I'm going to get drunk and fight a Mexican. Enough already. Oh,
get leaving, loving, loving.
What the hell
all
does that
the
mean?
Chicks love them. The chicks really like them.
And the bad videos. That was like at the beginning of MTV with the swords and the chicks in the cages and stuff. Yeah. Like, what does this even mean?
Photograph.
Photograph is kind of a story. Wasn't it like the Marilyn Monroe kind of story going on? They were taking pictures.
They were taking pictures of Marilyn Monroe.
Wow, this is so good. One of the 8 videos they played on MTV before they went, and showed the Apollo rocket taking off 800 minutes of the day.
Was that guy a black guy? Who, remember the one guy? The big...
J.J. Jackson.
J.J.
Jackson. Hi, it's J.J. Jackson here. We're going to premiere Thriller for you tonight.
Great, J.J. Great. They gave J.J. all the black artists.
You'd be banging your pillow to Nina Hartley?
Nina Blackwood.
Nina Blackwood.
And she, who looked just like a space cadet.
Martha Quinn.
Like she was on The Dope.
Alan Hunter.
Martha Quinn was like the homebody.
Wow.
Mark Goodman. Yeah, Martha Quinn was like the homebody chick. The girl next door one. And then there was Nina Blackwood, the rock hooa. Hey, you're a rock hooa. You know she was just...
B-R-R-W.
You just know she was honing everyone's knob.
She's
like, hey, look who's here, man.
Take your shirt off. See what you got, you D-L-R-W.
Nina, let's see your boobies.
She's a dirty little rock hooa.
We should take a break.
All right.
Hey, Jim Brewer's here to hang with us for a while.
Nice.
Man.
Brewer! Nice visit, Dick. Finally. Jesus, we kept saying, Brewer's on today. We're psyched. Brewer coming in? No, Brewer's not coming in. What happened?
Wow, Brewer.
He couldn't get a sitter, I hear, the other day.
Holy.
Nice, Dick.
You know,
sitter, real man.
I was going to bring my kid in here, let her tear ass up in here.
Your mom teared ass last time you guys were here.
Yeah.
She was crazy.
Look at Brewer. He's playing all our cities, man, that we're in.
Oh!
Dallas, like San Francisco, September. Chicago, Cleveland,
on the Hysteria Tour.
Wow.
That pretty much covers all the markets we're in right now. Or cities.
Until September.
Yeah, September 22nd at the Canyon Club in Dallas.
Okay. All covered by VH1.
Okay.
Where am I playing?
I know exactly.
What?
When it gets closer, we'll tell everyone.
What
how's that?
What time is it?
Yeah. Want to talk to Jim Brewer or hang with us today? 866-277-4.
Wow.
Daddy, touch my dirty, please.
This is what we do every day. We just get teenage girls naked.
Anthony.
What are we going to do next, though? Go to schoolyards and sell ecstasy?
The Opie and Anthony Show. 102.7 WNEW.
Teddy Bear. Yes, another Lisa Orban copy, Opie.
Ugh.
Listen to this. I don't even know what this means. I'll do it in her voice.
See, I'm falling in from your elbows to your fingertips. Know what that is? That's about the same size as a Vermont teddy bear. That's my Vermont teddy bear, 15 inches. Bigger than you thought, right?
She's like an alien. Look, I don't know what she's saying, but Vermont teddy bear, great gift for all occasions. It's easy. You get on the phone, 1-800-829-BEAR. You talk to a friendly bear counselor. Takes a matter of minutes, and they'll custom fit a bear to your loved one's hobby, occupation. They also have bears for new babies, birthdays, or to wish someone well. Call a bear counselor now. It's
Shut
really
up.
Quick. 1-800-829-BEAR. 1-800-829-BEAR.
When did
Anthony?
Yeah. Hotwire.
Hotwire. You think you're getting a deal just by shopping for hotel rooms online? Wrong. Only Hotwire has special negotiated hot rates. Why? One-third of hotel rooms go unsold every day. Those hotels don't want to take the loss on the empty rooms, so they ask Hotwire, and only Hotwire, to sell them any way they can. Check out these recent hot rates purchased by Hotwire customers. An upscale hotel in the Beacon Hill section of Boston for $54 a night. That's a $95 savings. Upscale hotel at Walt Disney World area of Orlando, $58 a night, a $97 savings. And a mid-scale hotel at the Fisherman's Wharf area of San Francisco for $72 a night, savings of $157. Why waste time looking for at travel sites that list the same rates you can find anywhere on the web? Go to Hotwire. You get special negotiated hot fares. That's what they are. Hot rates. Hotwire does all the research for you. Nothing could be easier. You'll know you're getting a great deal that can't be found anywhere else. Hotwire. Go to hotwire.com.
I'm Anthony.
Yeah.
Ultimate V. Hey, how's your sex life? You want to make it better? Time you tried Ultimate V. Ultimate V, it's a different product. Clinical findings prove that the combination in herbs in Ultimate V equal the effects of the leading prescription enhancement product.
Either that or get a Baba.
Ultimate V is a serious product for people who are serious about sex. Makes good sex great and great sex phenomenal. Ultimate V is guaranteed, no risk. It works. The packet fits right in your wallet, pocket, or your backpack. It's convenient. And the best part, it's for men and women. Ultimate V is great for women. Women will never use the I have a headache excuse again. She's going to want it all the time. Call them up. Ultimate V, 1-888-808-8800. 888-808-8800. Or you could go to their website right now. It's ultimatev.net. Remember that, ultimatev.net. And tells you everything you need to know about Ultimate V. That's ultimatev.net.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Brewer looks like he's going to puke. During commercials, we're showing him the clips of blind boxing that went down last week on the show.
Wrist kicking hardcore.
What clip did you just check out there?
I checked out a guy who was taking out, he took out his eye.
He took out both eyes to prove that he was blind for Blind Dave, even though Blind Dave couldn't see anyway.
Tell me that's not a buzzkill if you're high.
you're
at a party. Dude, that guy had his eyes come out. Shut up, dick. Charlie, do it.
We were wondering if when he got punched in the face, they would just go fly out of his head. That's kind of scary.
The guy that pulled his eyes out, though, he won blind boxing. Decisively.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blind Dave still recuperating from his blind boxing bout. Broken ribs. Four cracked ribs, a bruised spleen, and a bruised kidney.
Bruised kidney.
TKO. Or was it a KO?
It was every TKO. Time we had to tell him to break and it was a TKO, yeah, I think.
Wow. We have Stephanie from Fox News.
Hey.
Where am I going? Let me go.
Stephanie.
Let's talk to Stephanie. Stephanie, what's up?
How you doing?
Hey. Pretty good. We got you on the air.
I didn't mean to be on the air. I kind of want to talk to you privately about something.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Nothing that interesting, though.
Is it good?
Yeah, what do you want to talk to us about?
Well, it's nothing really sexy. I don't think you're going to want your listeners listening to it. It's kind of boring. I want to book you on a show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What? Fox and Friends or?
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly? I don't think he likes us, does he?
Well, he wants to talk to you.
No, that means he doesn't like us.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
Stinky. Speak your piece, man.
I just think maybe a former employee had something to do with this.
Oh, you think Psycho Mark?
Former employee Psycho Mark who got a settlement today.
A huge, huge settlement came in. It went to arbitration, some kind of informal arbitration, and Psycho Mark walked away with money that I think amounts in the tens of dollars.
Yeah.
He made, for the use of his bits.
He made less than $5,000 to completely wreck his career with our radio show and this radio station. Good job, Psycho Mark. Bravo.
Hope it was worth it. Hope you get some good weed.
Hey, guys.
Ass. We can't play any of his clips anymore. If we rerun a segment with Psycho Mark, he wants to be paid a couple hundred dollars. So the choice is, all right, we'll just move on and not play his stuff.
Wow.
All for less than $5,000 he wrecks his radio career. Good move, Mark.
Take his shirt off.
Stephanie, I don't know if we'll be doing the Bill O'Reilly show.
Well, but listen, it's about the corruption of today's American youth.
Oh, my God.
What in the hell you want to
know?
Let me tell you something. This is America. You want to know about corruption of youth? It's the darn you-know-what, and I ain't going to say it. Rhymes with biggers. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, laugh it up, hot shot. This is America. Now, you better crap or get off your donkey. Okay, go ahead, hoot and holler it up, you chink lover. When's the last time you seen a chink walk in the streets? Good night, show's over. They build their bombs in the basements because this is America. Now get it together. Now you want the Jamaicans coming in when you got the darn Haitians playing with their yo-yos like it's going out of style? Ring your bell, hot shot. This is America. Wake up, Hammer.
Well, Hammer, Stephanie's back on the line.
Stephanie, what happened?
Well, you cut me off, and I was telling you how we're looking
wait,
at.
Wait, Steph, something happened with your
Stephanie.
Phone.
No, you guys cut me off.
No, man.
You
dogged
me. I was sitting here, and all of a sudden you hung up on me.
That's not possible with our new phone system.
Well, someone there made a little bit of an error because I was cut off.
All right, make your pitch to get Opie and Anthony on the Bill O'Reilly
show.
Hey,
Stephanie, are you a blonde woman, are you?
I am a blonde woman.
Are you American?
I am American.
You're not one of them darn Nicaraguans, are you?
Nope.
Okay, then. Let's hear what you got, Hammer.
Well, here's the deal. I think you guys need to come on the show because we're talking about the corruption of American youth.
You got to do a little better than that.
Yeah.
Sell it. Give us... Yeah, sell it.
You want me to sell it?
Yeah, give us the pitch. Why we should be on the Bill O'Reilly show.
Okay, well, you're one of the people that
Oh,
hey, what happened?
I don't know. Phone
shoot.
I'm sorry, man. That was my fault.
That was my fault.
What a stupid voice.
Everybody wants us on their show so they can just trash us. And then we finally figure out how this game is played.
Finally.
Pretend I'm really into... Tell them...
Right.
Tell them I have a son their age and they adore them.
Right.
Please, can you do this for me? I am buried these animals. They are Satan worshippers. Having blind people box each other. It's medieval and I've had it.
Whew. Should see the piece they did. Oh, wait.
As he goes home and bangs a hooker.
Stephanie.
That's a guy.
A hooker?
Stephanie.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. What's happening with your phone, man?
It's really not my phone. It's you guys.
It can't be us.
You know what happened?
We're here with Jim Brewer. We're on in seven cities. We don't have time to, fool around.
This happened yesterday because Pete Johnson, the engineer here at NEW, just hooked up the national phone line.
See?
And sometimes now when they pick up on the national side, it hangs up on the New York side. So I want to apologize for that.
That happened to me a couple times. I tried to get through to you guys.
Remember that happened last week to Jim?
That's right.
Thank you. See, they were trying to put the blame on me.
I know.
All right.
We thought because we hadn't hung up that it was you, but I know now it's Pete.
So what's happening? It's just kind of short-circuiting because of what?
I think so. There's like something going on between the national lines and this one, but...
Is it personal?
No.
All right, let me put you on the VIP, and that should keep
Make
you
it from having.
Oh, all right.
All right, you're on the VIP now. All right, the big pitch to get Opie and Anthony on Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Stephanie, if you would please.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
The big pitch is as follows. Bill O'Reilly is sort of a legend.
Is that the most painful thing? I'm cringing. I can't take any more of this. If that line rings again, I'm gonna wet myself. I'm gonna wet myself.
I'll bring my shoes and my glasses so that I have them.
Is this her calling back? Hello, Stephanie.
What's going on? I thought I was on the VIP line.
Look, I'm really getting pissed off. We have a show to do. Jim Brewer is
getting ready to leave.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to call me back?
No, we got you on now. Let's get this over with.
Okay, okay, okay.
When would you like us on the Bill O'Reilly Show?
Well, we'd like to sit down and talk with you the beginning of August to talk to you sort of what the effect music and radio has on...
That's awful. I stare at Opie's finger on the hang-up button like, oh, no, when's it going to happen? The anticipation's killing me.
I'm not going on Bill O'Reilly. He just wants to trash us.
Of course.
No.
F
think he's
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, he's a fan.
No, he's a big fan.
Screw him.
He used to be on some pretty wacky shows himself before.
Yeah.
He tried to go legit. Or, huh? My God, you know what? Could you get Pete? Cause this is
yeah, make
fun.
Sure this doesn't happen again, because I'm getting sick of this.
Because we got the executive producer from Big Brother calling in as well. Stephanie.
Am I the prank now?
No. We never take it this far. It wouldn't even be funny after
Stephanie,
this.
Stephanie, you would know if we were pranking you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Usually the stupid ones don't know.
Okay. How long do I have this time before you hang up on me again?
I'm not hanging up on you!
I thought I was in the VIP line.
Get it through your thick head. Hey.
Opie.
Wow. We're not hanging
would
up on her.
Would you stop?
Hey, do you know Richard Jenny?
Are you talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know Richard.
No. Just wondering.
Okay.
All right. So what are we
now?
Gonna
what's
do?
The thing is the what downfall of the American youth? What is it?
Well, I just want to sit down and chat with you guys about the effect that music and radio has on young kids.
Yeah.
And you know, you seem to be one of those shock jocks, as they love to call them over here. And we just sort of want to sit down and get your opinion on this, on what you think. How much does what you say affect how people behave? Hello?
Silent. Silent game always funny. Hello?
I guess she didn't read time.
This thing on. No.
Yeah, it's right there in Time magazine. Time wrecks one of our best bits by printing it. Oh, well.
Oh.
Bill O'Reilly.
So, you're responsible for the youth of America going to hell. Yeah, Bill. Next. What do you think of those Olsen twins?
All right, where were we?
I love them.
I'm going to go fight a Mexican and punch my wife.
Where were we? We were talking about blind boxing, or we were starting on something
the
before.
Guides, eyes.
Yeah, popping the eye up. I think we were done with that.
Ribs, something.
Spinal tap.
Yeah, it was kind of done with tap.
Are we still in July?
Yeah, maybe we were talking about that. Boy, this is a long month.
This month goes forever and ever. What'd you guys do the 4th?
Oh.
You calling, sir?
Joe, what's up?
Funny was that.
They won't let you say the P word, though.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
He wet himself.
You wet himself.
He wet himself driving.
Thank you, Joe.
No problem.
All right, bye. I was telling one of your stories. I'm going to ask you during commercials if you can, because I don't want to put you on the spot.
Oh,
I was telling one of a Jim Brewer stories to my brothers. They were dying. That's all I can say, because I'll give it. Well, here, give me a pen. And talk for a second.
Christy and now Ashley are calling back from Dallas. You know, the 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, we're in Dallas.
Listen to this. Hi, Christy and Ashley.
What's up?
It's almost like Mary Kate and Ashley.
Ashley doesn't want to talk to you, though.
Why?
I don't know. She said she doesn't want to talk.
Put that bitch on the phone.
Hey, that's like my best friend.
It's like totally cool chick.
Right.
And you're so not.
Don't you love this? They're 18. Watch this. Put that little slut on the phone.
Hey!
It's so not nice.
That, like, upsets him so much.
It's not funny.
She just hung up.
Yeah.
Anthony, I totally said you were cute, but now you're a jerk.
You call anyone, like, in their, I don't know, late 20s, yeah, early 30s, up in that thing, you go, hey, slut. They turn around and go, shut up, a-hole. You know, you call a teen girl like that a slut.
Hey, stop it. That's so not cool.
Yeah, I'm not a slut.
You were going to be my best friend because I made you first, but now you're not. And he totally kissed Jeffrey, and I know you didn't want to kiss until I liked him, but then Karen kissed him, and it's because Karen got Shirley, and that's why... Did you hear Jeff? I just got my period. But can you tell my mother because she'll totally tell everyone, and my sister, I hate her. No, no, boo, you know what I meant.
God damn, that's funny.
I gotta have three pubes.
Yeah, a lot of people hanging up on us today.
I don't know why.
It's just not light. It's no good. It's a caca.
Willie! Hey, Willie, what's up, man?
Willie!
Austin, what's up?
Hey, we're hanging with Jim Brewer today.
Yeah, I know, dude. Jim, you rule, dude.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. I love you, dude, man. You got
this. Hey, ho, hey, ho. He's got some crazy ass. You like half-baked, huh?
Yeah, dude. That
There's
was
a lot
great.
Of half-baked.
Right on, man.
Hey, Opie, I was thinking, you want to talk about, like, bad hair VJ, man, Adam Curry. Remember him?
Oh, hey, remember Adam Curry?
Oh, wow, Adam Curry.
Yeah.
He was part of that whole, when he had the 80s metal guys going.
He was going for that Frampton Comes Alive look or something.
Yeah, I know.
You may know me, I'm a VJ.
Adam Curry. Wow.
Yeah,
there's a name from the past.
I'm an MTV VJ.
I think Alan Hunter was the worst, though, because he looked like he didn't belong. At least Adam Curry was trying.
Oh, and what's her name?
Hunter? Which guy was Alan Hunter?
The blonde. Blonde hair.
Got the teeth. I'm thinking
short,
someone else.
He was one of the original.
Short blonde guy?
Yeah, short blonde guy. Didn't fit in at all.
I used to love Judas Priest on there.
Oh, yeah,
that video,
dude.
You got nothing coming?
Yeah.
And at the end...
The dude's head blows up.
Look at Will. The dude's head
but
blows
also,
up.
But also, Halford was offline with the actual song. So it'd be like, he would say, you got another thing coming, baby. And his voice, his lips would be like 3 seconds later.
Like, I saw that, Dick. It's totally not real.
All right, Willie.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
you guys suck.
Hey, thanks for the support in Cleveland. We greatly appreciate it.
Hey, dude, I'm talking to everybody. Dude, you guys are starting to pick up around here.
Right on. Get the wow in the back of your car. I'm
hey, how
you.
You guys doing with Rocker?
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a good thing?
I know, dude. He's awesome, dude.
Hasn't he blown like 3 games already?
Yeah, but...
Yeah, because he's too busy going to Ozfest.
Yeah.
Isn't it true that he flew to Ozfest when he was supposed to be pitching, or he came back a couple hours before game time or something?
Oh, really?
I'm not too sure about all that.
You know, no, that's Ozfest. True. I'm going to take back everything I said about
right.
him. But he's an emotional player. You got to give him, like, if just one thing pisses him off, that's it. He's done. He's, like, he's so, like,
I'm sick of the neighbors and the Puerto Ricans and Dominicans and Cubans.
Yeah.
Get up, faggot.
Right on.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, right on, Willie. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Get the wow in the back of your car. It works like a charm.
All right.
All right, man.
Bye.
Peace. Christy's calling back from Dallas. Oh, good. All over the place today. Christy.
Hello.
Sick. Hey. Where's
I'm
Ashley?
I'm sorry, my friend hung up on you guys.
Where's Ashley?
She doesn't want to talk to you guys because you called her a slut.
Well, everyone knows.
Yeah, but
Christy.
I told her you guys were just playing with her.
But she sounds like the hot one. Who's hotter, you or her?
Me.
I don't know. I'm hearing Ashley's hotter than you, and she's a goer. You're the prissy one, and she's the goer.
I totally made out with Todd behind the chimney.
You know what we're talking about when we say she's a slut, right?
Yeah, I told you guys were just playing with her that you do that.
Yeah, but you know what we're talking about. Remember in school what happened with her? Right? Am I right?
Gosh, no.
Sweetheart, have you ever fought a Mexican?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Have you done the deed yet, Christy?
Huh?
Have you done it?
The deed?
What?
Have you done the deed?
What? I can't hear you. What?
You're 18. Have you done it yet?
No.
You're a virgin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
duh.
Yeah, duh.
Well, duh.
Yeah, duh.
Well, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Twizzlers.
I'm waiting for the right person.
Good for you.
I'm not
you.
A whore or anything.
All right, good.
I'm with her, and I'm proud
right,
of
right
her.
On. All right, Christy, we're done with you.
No, hey.
We like talking to the loose ones.
Hey, wait.
God, I feel high today, man. We like the ones that have a little of that. Have a little of that low hang down thing going from abuse.
Let's get high and talk about aliens.
All right. They saw some UFOs in Jersey.
Recently?
You see that?
Recently?
Just over the weekend.
What are you talking about?
In Carteret, New Jersey.
All right, let's take a commercial break. I'll hit the stairway and let's really talk about it.
Okay,
we can do that.
All right. Yeah.
Think about it.
All right, Jim Brewer in the studio.
We're in the middle of Star Wars right now as we speak.
We could be like just
got
living
fake eyes, Dick,
on a molecule
up
underneath a big giant's fingernail. That could be our whole universe, man.
How do you know that?
And dude, under our fingernail, we could have an entire universe.
Do you think about this and just... Give me a second.
Don't do so much next time, faggot.
Sorry, Dick. You didn't tell me it was like that.
Just a faggot.
Just give me a second and think about this.
Right.
Michael Jackson, okay?
Yeah.
Possibly a prophet.
Wow. Prophet. Faggot. Whatever, Dick.
I hope he was the best. Yes.
Wow.
You always had that one friend.
You know that guy.
We totally judge him. If he's black or white, doesn't matter. He said it. Am I right?
You always had the one friend that we could converse, so you just go,
am I right?
Wow.
Does it make sense? Look.
Well, yeah.
He's into kids. Why? Because kids are pure, and they know evil, and that's why he's not. And you're evil for judging him, whether he's a black dude, a black, white, or a chick.
Dude, shut up and pack a bowl, Dick.
Oh, crap. I dropped it.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Anyone got a lighter? I can't find it. It's in the bushes, Dick.
Marijuana is the bomb.
I only had a freaking dime bag. Go back to Rosedale and buy it from the Ricans on...
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
That's right. Uh-oh, Christy's calling back and she's crying. Christy.
Hello.
What's the matter, Christy?
Why did you hang up on me?
Come on, you're our pal, right?
Yeah.
There you go. You're out there in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Christy, we hung up on you because, quite frankly, you're kind of boring.
I am not boring.
And there's not much to you.
Let's hear a good story.
You're a pretty simple lad. All right, give us a story we might find exciting. Go ahead.
Yeah, give us a good story.
Okay, see.
One time at band camp.
Okay. Friend Larry. Try to use his finger. I gotta make sure my parents are listening.
My friend Ashley was gonna cuss you out, but I told her not to.
Cuss. Shouldn't be cussing, you city slickers, you concrete walkers, you shoe wiring city folk. Hey, Christy.
Huh?
Has any guy reached Patch yet? Yeah, how about that?
What?
Patch is the bomb. Has anybody reached Patch on you?
No.
No?
What do you do, some karate moves to make sure he stays out of there?
He try to put his arm around you and feel you up?
No.
Never tried that?
No.
That's a good move. What's the matter? You don't got boobies yet?
I do, too.
She's...
Have you given oral favors yet?
No, she hasn't done anything. You're 18, no. Right, Christy?
Huh?
You're 18, right?
Yeah.
You must be kind of on the chubby side.
Yeah, now I'm just thinking you're a chubby.
Yeah.
And,
I am not.
No,
I am not.
No oral favors. You ever give a handy?
No.
Those 707s really can't hug this guy. Are you?
Hey, Opie.
Show me your, show me mine.
Are your boobs still in the shape of a cone?
Shut up. Hey, Opie. Yeah, Opie.
He's right here. You can talk.
Okay. My friend Ashley thinks you're hot.
Hot.
She thinks you're hot.
Well, I don't care. Ashley'll do you. Ashley'll do you too, because she's a slut, Opie.
Did you ever get high and talk about aliens?
She is a virgin, man.
And you're a prude, Christy.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
You can kiss me. Kiss my ass.
Okay. Can I kiss you on your dirty spot?
No. Shut up.
What about the dirtiest of all spots, Christy? How about that spot?
No.
No. No. No.
Right. What do the boys prefer, sheep over there where you are?
No.
Cows? Hold on.
You don't even know what goes on in Texas, okay?
All right, hold on. We want to just listen to a little tune. What is this? Oh.
I'm the cute one.
Is this you and Ashley?
No.
She's got the nose.
She was a hooah.
Hey, who's a stripper?
Stupid hooker.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I'd bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
God, that is so old.
Yeah, you got that right. I'll give you that one.
I've heard that for like... I've been listening to your show since it first came on here. I'm beginning to start hating you guys.
They're all pink on the inside.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Dumb. How was I supposed to know she was underage?
Sweet, merciful crap.
Pussa.
You know what I'm saying, Doc.
Yeah, that's hot. You take it. You take it now.
Are you... Am I getting...
Hang the phone up, you skank. Hang the phone up, you skank.
Am I getting on your nerves?
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Am I getting on your nerves?
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Stop it.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Stop it.
Shut up, dummy.
Shut up.
Shut up, dummy.
Shut up.
Shut up, dummy.
Hey.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Hey.
How'd you like to suck my ass?
Shut up.
Virgin.
And I'm proud of it.
Shut up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, everybody. Shut we're up. All going to get laid.
Could you shut up?
Quiet. Hey, man. Save me a poke.
Got a mouth like an outboard motor. All the time. Put, 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 put,
can I touch it? You know what I think?
Shut up, dummy.
I think you guys aren't getting any because you're doing this.
Shut up, dummy.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Oh, my God.
Shut up, dummy.
Suck it.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Wait. So your name's Gay Falker.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Whatever you do, I'm not hanging up. I'm a kid.
It's like a wreck. It's in the hole.
Nice girl, but about as sharp as a sack of wet mice.
Can you guys stop it?
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Quit.
I'm shutting the hell up.
Shut up, dummy.
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
Stay out the bushes. Stay out the bushes. Hang the phone up, you skank.
Quiet.
Do you do this to everybody?
Shut quiet. Up, bitch, that's funny.
Quiet.
Apooza!
All right, Christy.
Shut up, dummy.
What?
I think we've been very, very rude to you.
I know.
Shut up, dummy.
So what did you want to say?
I wanted to...
We haven't taken... I swear to God, I feel like I've smoked a lot of dope right now.
I'm 9 today. This is great.
I love being 9.
You're a girl.
All right, they're saying we should pray. Jim Brewer in the studio.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me hang.
What are you, high?
I'm away from my chick today.
Awesome. Before you leave, you got to do like a little, I don't know, like Iron Maiden or a little Judas Priest or a little,
without a doubt,
little AC/DC.
One of those freakers.
AC/DC is maybe trademark.
Run to the Hills.
Run to the Hills would be nice.
Yeah,
we got his own need. We fought him hard. We fought him well. We gave him help. Run for your life. Run for your name.
Holy ass. That rocks. More with Jim Brewer. Stay there. 866-277-4WOW.
Opie.
You guys are gods.
And Anthony.
Wait 2 minutes. We'll say something really dumb.
Let's bring in the incest couch.
1027-WNEW.
Steve?
Listen, New Jersey drivers. Yeah, a lot of insurance companies have low premiums. You have that first accident, and then they nail you. Here's a cure for what ails your insurance problems. It's New Jersey Cure Auto Insurance. If you have only one accident on your record in the last 3 years, you don't pay through the roof. New Jersey Cure, they're a direct writer, just like Geico, but only for New Jersey drivers. So they eliminate the high cost of commissions for the agents and middlemen and whatnot. They've been insuring thousands of responsible Jersey drivers for over a decade. They keep their claims as low as possible. New Jersey Cure forgives drivers their first 2 moving violation points on their policy, too. So if you have 4 points on your license, they rate you like you only had 2. Also, New Jersey Cure, the auto insurer that's committed to and staying with New Jersey drivers. So if you're from Jersey, take 5 minutes tonight. Fill out a quote request online at njcure.com, njcure.com. You get a detailed quote emailed back to you. NJCure.com or 1-800-535-CURE.
Paisano of Mulberry Street, all the romance of Italy, warm, friendly, relaxed restaurant. They serve incredible, authentic Italian cuisine made from old world Italian recipes. Priced right, too. Very reasonable. The portions are huge, so you'll take some home.
Wait,
and
Joey,
incredible.
Joey serves Italian food?
I think so.
I thought it was Polish food.
No, it's Italian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why?
I think the name threw me off. Paisano.
They have incredible pasta lunch specials, too. And ask for Joey, the owner. You get a glass of wine.
Is this stuff kosher? Or?
No, it's Italian.
Italian, okay.
Joey.
Paisano. Oh, I get it, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They have a great wine list there. Paisano of Mulberry Street, right in the heart of Little Italy, 136 Mulberry, 965-1188. That's what you call, 965-1188. 1188. They're open 7 days a week, weekends till 2. Paisano of Mulberry Street.
Lincoln. Power. By Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Brewer's freaking out. It's the O&A show.
Across the sea, he gave us pain and misery. We can't be ashamed. They sealed our dream. They sealed his dream for his own need. We fought him hard. We fought him well. We tried to blame. We gave him hell.
Thrashing everything in my room. All you idiots, bling bang! Your father standing in the doorway.
Doris, come here, look at him. Jesus Christ, he's either a faggot or he's on something. Look at him.
Run to the hills. Run for your life.
Jim Brewer, live in concert. Doing the best of 70s butt rock.
Waste and a can. Wiping the men.
fighting the bear. Dragon team, I don't care. It's a dragon in the
I'm going to say this out before you blow your voice, man. Hey, we're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Wait. We got to at least get the last part.
Okay. I'm very in.
Can you fast forward?
Yeah, I was trying to save your voice.
I got to get run. I need to. Wait.
I got to take a drink of water.
Yeah, take a drink of water, man. We'll find it.
There it goes.
Here it comes.
Dad, shut the door! Leave me alone! Shut the door! I did my homework, all right? Run for your life!
Oh, my God. Holy ass. Look at his face.
It's going to explode.
Bravo.
Jim Brewer playing nowhere.
My basement.
Yeah, just came in to hang with us today, man.
Jim Brewer live, stoned in his basement, performing all your favorite AC/DC, Priest, Dio, and Maiden tunes.
Gels, Nirvana, and Rufino present Jim Brewer.
In his basement, stoned out of his mind when no one's home. Run to the
one man, 50 bands. Jim Brewer is Butt Rock on the Butt Rock Tour.
Ouch. Hey, do you take requests, Hammer?
What do you want to hear, Priest?
Judas Priest.
You got to hear a screaming for vengeance, man.
Screaming for vengeance.
Oh, holy ass.
His throat's going to fly out of his head.
Remember Queensryche? Wait.
Yeah.
Into the eyes of a stranger.
He's like an opera
stranger.
Like, wow, dude, listen to him. He might be better than Halford. He might be.
Before you knew Halford was a faggy.
Dude, lead is not gay. It's heavy metal. Dick.
Yeah.
Dude, who's better? Thank you. Good night. Who cares who's a faggot? No one's better. He's the best faggot then. Then that's the way it is. You got them 80s or what?
Wow. Jim Brewer is Rob Halford in VH1 movie Screaming for Vengeance.
The first time I knew I was gay, I was about 6 years old and I stuck.
See hardcore graphic homosexual sex with Jim Brewer.
Blood! Come here, you little 12-year-old. Do you like heavy metal, do you?
All the anal we can show on VH1.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Wrapped up into 2 hours.
I remember after the show, I'd stick my spike straight up me pooper. I'd have one spike coming out of the right nostril and another out of the left. I was truly the first heavy metal man before these bands like Metallica.
I believe you're the devil! He was screaming for vengeance and screaming to come out.
My favorite.
Rob Halford. Screaming for anus.
Screaming for anus!
I mean, come on. Who couldn't tell this guy wasn't gay?
You like me to punch you in the back right by the liver?
Hindsight is 20/20, isn't it? When you look back at his videos, he's truly a homo.
Say it again, Fury. Say it again.
Got another thing coming.
And we can't even go into another thing coming and what it meant. Jim Brewer is Rob Halford in a VH1 production.
Everyone's completely wasted out of work and down. Sucking weenies on the weekend. Going to Friday. Oh, inside.
so frustrating. Use condoms in my bones.
Brewer is Rob Hubbard.
Nice hit, Maggie.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Excuse me.
The law.
Where's the gay club?
I bow to you, man.
They better not have dumped out of,
they better not have dumped out the line of the day
in
right there.
Brewer.
Remember this video? Wait. Everyone, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Listen! Listen! Shut up! Listen!
All alone now.
Awesome! Awesome! Listen! Listen!
Every time I try to leave, every time I see.
I see something that reminds me of you.
Turn on Metallica, dick.
Backstage after the show. The back door at the hotel. Jim Brewer is Rob Halford in Turbo Lover.
Would you like some love bites?
In I'm Your Homo Lover.
I'm your homo lover. Bang you like no other.
Rob Halford.
Yeah.
Oh man.
At the glory hole.
Someone needs to say hi to you. Hey, Robin.
Hi.
Calling from Columbus.
Yeah.
Big fan of Jim Brewer.
I am a huge fan.
Nice.
Hey, Robin.
I just think he's, like, really hot.
Oh.
Hey, there you go. Nice dick.
Whoa. I'm actually speechless. I can't believe him.
Dude, like, you got a chick on the phone. Yeah. Don't screw it up.
Don't be. I'm over here, dick.
Dude,
I'm goofing up. Ask if she likes bowling, faggot.
I'm going to C-block him.
He's going to blow it. Look at him. Nice head, dick. Look at his hair.
You guys are so
just
great.
Got a haircut.
He's C-blocking himself. All right, Robin.
All right, thanks.
Robin, thank you.
There she goes, Robin, from Columbus.
Wow, that was some good S.
That was God really
good. Run for your life.
You just, like, blow your voice out.
Dude,
unbelievable.
If I can go down like that in the end, yeah. I want to go out like that.
That's what Rob Halford said. If I could go down like that in the end.
If I can go down like that, Lily just high will take me with a 14 grabbing the inside of his nostrils while the other fist go right through his ears. Until my ass starts sweating, I've got swamp ass and the pimples dust. If I can go down like that, just blast it out of my mind, play it in my donkey. That's the way to go out with this final scream. Just as I'm about to slap my... I suddenly went into the Scottish accent.
Well, thank God, because we're running out of delay, man.
What the ook?
They enjoyed that on hold. That
I can't believe it.
I didn't know he said it's Jimmy. What?
What? What's he saying, man? If you're Christina and Sonny, if you're going to get up, what are you going to do? I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to fight you. Now, let's go, my shot. Little dirty European. Hey, where are you peeing?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, what's up, Onang?
One of the one-legged boxers, Jim Brewer, that fought last week.
Oh, how you, yeah.
How you
listen,
feeling?
I wanted to thank you guys. That show was friggin' awesome.
You like the Spinal Tap last night?
Yeah. The thing is, though, Brewer should have opened.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah.
Brewer, you know, was busy.
I have to admit, I asked to open for that.
And what happened?
They weren't going openings. That's what they had their own opening song. But they were totally cool.
They were like, wow, we love that you said that.
Nah, you know, they were kind of being dicks.
I'll tell you something, though. Woody is a friggin' maniac.
The other one-legged boxer?
Holy Jesus. The guy from Penn and Teller shows up for the show.
Yeah.
He has an extra ticket, tries to sell it to him.
What?
I'm like, what are you doing, man? Just give him the freaking ticket. What's the big freaking deal? He goes, but look, we got our hands shook. And then he starts to try an O&A chant about 17,000 times, and I brought my kid. Yeah. Everybody's like, and they're looking at us like we're freaking retarded.
Like, sit down, Popeye.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
Hey, Ann.
Oh.
Was your brother-in-law there?
Oh. Well, yeah.
He was?
Are we going to have a private conversation now?
No, I just wanted to make sure this guy was who he said he was. He's handing out business cards.
Oh, that's Johnny Race, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to double check, but I wanted to thank you guys. I really had a good time last night, man.
All right, Jimmy, thank you.
All right, be good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Christy and Ashley are calling back from Dallas. Hi, girls.
Hey, girlies.
Hello. Hi.
How you doing? Hey, Ashley, which one are you?
Me.
Ashley, you're hot. Ashley's the hotter one out of the two. We know that, Ashley.
Ashley, we all know you're hot and Christy's the dumpy one.
And you're the slut and Christy's the prude.
Right, Ashley? You go, right?
Yes.
Of course you
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
That's right. They teach them young in
Hey,
Texas.
Ashley, why doesn't Christy go? She's a little fat in the dumper.
I am not fat.
What is wrong with your dumper? What's this loose?
I weigh 90 pounds for your information.
Ooh, lots of big team, Pierre. Big team, Pierre.
You have a footmark sit on your pooper on the left side, even.
So, Ashley, you're the hot one, right?
Yes.
So, what's going on?
God, nothing.
Yeah. Can I kiss your dirty spot?
Kiss the dirtiest of dirty spots? You know, the one that tastes like a dirty penny.
God.
How old is Ashley?
You're funny.
How old are you, Ashley?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 18.
I want to
lick the spot that, you know, you don't want me kissing you afterwards.
I can't believe I'm listening to this.
Yeah, most people say that.
There are only four people listening.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. All right, girls, you still have nothing for the show, so we're going to...
Yes, we do.
What do you got? You want to play What's
Tell
in Our Pants?
Man, I thought we were a popular show. They've gotten through to our show 10 times already.
I know.
Okay.
You only have 10 lines for 10 cities, and they get through every time. Yeah, you want to play What's in Our Pants?
Okay.
I'll say JonBenet Ramsey. Without even trying.
Ladies?
Uh-huh.
We're going to hang up, okay?
No.
Yeah, we'll hang up.
No.
Yeah.
No. Wow.
Yeah.
Right now she's still talking into the phone, thinking she's on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Paul Mercurio in the studio.
Hey, everybody.
Paul Mercurio.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Mark.
Yo.
What's up?
Not much, dude.
Hey, all right. What do you got?
I'd just like to say that's a funny bit with Jim Brewer doing all that metal stuff.
Brewer rules. He's the metal king.
He should put an album out.
Yeah. You know, I don't think New York would mind if you did a little For Those About to Rock for all the new cities.
Definitely.
He is the Michael Winslow.
I mean, we could take a break and you get some water, you know.
Get some water.
Right.
Michael Winslow.
He's the Michael Winslow of
He is the Michael Winslow of 2001. He is the white man's answer to Michael Winslow.
Too little skinny. Too Freebird. All right, we better take a break.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, we should take
Jim will be appearing in Police Academy 8, 9, 10, 17.
And everything after 40.
No one does the scooter siren like Jim Brewer.
The dog park. God, we love that bit. Steve.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much, man. No. Jim Brew does Bruce Dickinson almost better than him.
Yeah, he does a great Bruce.
Oh, what an annoying laugh, those bitches from...
Yeah, Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, since everybody's hanging up and you're pissing people off, maybe Jim Brew can do with dedication The Art of Making Enemies by Faith No More. So you know that one?
Wow. Yeah, we'll ask him after the break.
That's pretty good, man.
He'll be over to wallpaper your
man.
House, too.
Hey, Anthony, by the way. I hope you're not a kid toucher, and Opie, you're a faggot.
Wow, yeah, you got me. That one hurt.
Did you have a group of writers work on that with you?
Yeah. Here's the way you got to say it verbatim.
He had a friend with a cue card.
Yeah.
Go!
How you say it. Say it with attitude.
Say, no, wait, wait.
What a dick.
Fagot?
No.
Fagot. No, too fast.
Fagot?
Fagot. Fagot. No, you sound like a Czech.
Das Doompair.
Yes.
Oh, we got another girl calling.
Where?
Hi.
This is from Cleveland. Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm a hot little redhead in a black little Civic. And I have not seen a wild sticker.
Did you ever do a Cleveland steamer?
You got a black cervix?
I got a black Civic.
Oh, Civic. Okay. I thought you had a disease or something. I'm sorry.
Oh. Wow, we were going to get a fund together. Drew and I were going to do a benefit for you.
I get
a
black Civic or cervix.
Drew is hanging
on my leg.
Hey, Nicole.
So if I see a wow sticker, I'm going to flash somebody.
Nice. Nicole, it's way too early for Cleveland. We're hoping everyone puts wow in the back of their car in the Cleveland area.
I want to put one on the back of my car and see some girls.
Give it time. Guys, listen up. Here you go. Here's Nicole. She would love to show you her fun bags. All you need is wow in the back of your car and it'll happen, right?
Yeah.
And we're going to do it from out Wednesday tomorrow, so let us know how it goes in Cleveland, Nicole.
I love it.
All right.
I love the show. Thank you.
We better take a break.
All righty.
Jim's got to get his voice back together. Paul Mercurio in the studio.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what we're doing today, but we could go to the FU line, sure. Oh, is this going to work? Let's see. Here's the first time. Let's see.
Yeah! Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, this is Jim from Philly. I'd like to send an FU out to the Philadelphia Eagles and their owner for putting these ticket licenses on our seats. $3,000 for a stinking license. Just I got to pay money to spend money. FU Eagles, you suck. See ya.
Next message.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big FU to Armin. If I knew I was just going to be some 4th of July F for you, I wouldn't even have come to see you. I mean, you're hot and all, but dude, F you for effing me like you did.
Next message.
Yeah, this is Carl calling from Reading, Pennsylvania. I'd like to give a sincere F you out to all the f***ing bitches that keep f***ing with my goddamn head. I'm tired of it. I'm about to go f***ing pole school. So I give a big f*** you.
End of message.
Hello?
When callers call up, you treat them like, you know, good people. You don't talk down to them.
Hey, you.
Jesus Christ, shut up.
You idiot. You're such a loser.
Hey, you.
What a retard.
Hi.
What are you, stupid?
Hey, you.
Can he say that?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
102.7 WNEW. Ah, Fidelity Diamond. Yeah.
There it was.
Fidelity Diamond.
Hey, are you getting engaged? Check into a mental institution.
But if you still want to get engaged, get the ring at Fidelity Diamond. They make sure you get the best buy. You receive a one-on-one private appointment. Personalized service is what makes Fidelity Diamond stand out above the rest. Never buy a ring already set, you fool. Fidelity Diamond gives you complete education. You learn how to select your own loose diamond, have it weighed and set while you watch. Now through the end of July, receive a $500 platinum setting for free with the purchase of your diamond. Quality for quality, you get the best price, service, and value. Fidelity Diamond, family-owned, going into their 18th year of business. Call Tom Calasino, president of Fidelity Diamond, for a confidential appointment, 201-261-6555. 201-261-6555. Fidelity Diamond. Route 17 South in Paramus, minutes from Manhattan and Rockland County. Call them up, 201-261-6555.
Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner.
You braved the beach yet? You're still trying to fit into that bathing suit, but you're fat? Time to take the product that works in 45 minutes guaranteed at Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. The natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2 help stop the cravings, and it gives you that extra boost of energy you need to get through the workout of the workday or whatever. Stacker 2 works, and you take one little yellow capsule, and you feel the effects 45 minutes after taking it. Guaranteed. If you're still gorging yourself with food even after you're full, Stacker 2 is going to curb the appetite. Here's how it works. Instead of two helpings or something you want, you just eat one. You eat what you want. You just don't eat like a pig. So if you want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, whatever, Stacker 2 works. We've heard it from our listeners over and over again. It's proven it works. Stacker 2. Log on to the website, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them up, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 at GNC, Rite Aid, Ecker Genovese, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World. Get on the Stacker, Stacker 2.
Opie and Anthony, 102.7. WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
That's painful.
Delicious. Delicious.
Hey, Paul Mercurio is reading our Time article, Anthony.
Yes, Anthony.
In the latest issue of Time magazine, the July 23rd issue. Came out yesterday.
What a big time quote. Oh, Mary Kate and Ally. Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture. Do you have a van?
Yeah.
You just go around with a...
Dude, I got screwed.
This is Time.
In Time magazine.
This is the best thing you could come up with for Time. Let me say this.
Let me explain, please.
All right. Go ahead.
We did an interview with this jerk off ass f tool knob jerk.
All right, Joel Stein.
However, admit.
What?
Before it went that way, you were like, dude, do you understand the interview we're doing? I don't think you do. You want your boat, faggot? Then shut up. Because this is heavy. And maybe I'll talk about you. Maybe. You build up this bit. Yeah,
I know the situation sucked.
So this guy is...
sat an hour and a half up in the conference room, right? He's asking all kinds of questions. Yeah. What the hell is this, Rick? More Mary Kate. Very funny. More Mary Kate.
Anthony is getting so high. His pockets are so tight right now.
Yeah, this is hot. And this song was when they were young.
Daddy pocket tight. Daddy pocket tight.
All right, Anthony, why don't you explain?
All right, we talked to this jerk-ass...
Joel Stein. I thought he wrote a nice piece.
Nice piece.
For about an hour and a half up in the conference room.
Intriguing.
Insightful.
He asked us questions about everything. And we were upstairs, and I'm just kicking back. I'm answering him. I'm feeling good about this, you know?
Did you give him a big riff on Leave It to Beaver? Did you go crazy?
No, you know something? No. What I did was... I was not the on-air person. He's asking questions about behind the scenes and the show and how we got started and what he thinks our audience is all about. Like, just questions.
An hour and a half.
I'm answering him
stuff.
And feeling good. Like, all right, you know, I'm really getting my point across on a lot of this stuff.
You're not trying to be a wise ass or anything.
Brewer's laughing.
What is your point
here? Brewer has been here, man.
You're like, I ain't even going to drink before to get high.
This is going to be great. And then what do they print? Goat Boy, right? You give them everything, they print Goat Boy. Brewer's been here, man. So we're talking. So then he goes, look, can I hang out during the show a little bit?
Right.
We're like, all right, sure. So before the show, we go back into the office, right? We're hanging out. I'm walking out of the office. The Mary-Kate and Ashley post is right there. I go, look how hot they're getting. Like, I'm goofing. I go, look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture. I go, look, that one's the prude. I go, but that one, she's the goer.
Yes,
that was it.
Yes.
I walk out, we do the show.
On further inspection, he dismisses Mary-Kate as the priss.
Like it was this big calculated
Ashley
thing.
Ashley is the goer, unquote. See, you let your guard down. You felt comfortable.
I know.
Never do that.
An hour and a half, I gave calculated answers to every goddamn question.
They break
this
you down.
This mother... friggin' tool prints an off the
It's like Marathon Man. He breaks you down. Is it safe? Is it safe? Is it safe? Joel Stein, he just breaks you down.
You're absolutely right.
He's Laurence Olivier.
Is it safe?
Is it safe?
That was the only quote they used from Anthony.
The only quote. And I swear to God, I answered everything. Is it safe? Is it safe?
I don't know what you mean. I don't know.
How do you feel about Mary-Kate Nashville? How do you feel about... Are they safe? Are they safe?
I don't really have an opinion.
Are they safe? Which one is the goer? Which one is the goer?
Ashley's the goer. Ashley's the goer.
We will take a break now. He wore me down. You're right. Son of a bitch.
That was it right there.
God damn it.
The only quote in Time.
Why do you say Mary-Kate is the priss?
No.
And you know what the thing is, Jim, about this whole thing? And it's Time effing magazine. Sure, I've been in the penthouse. Some of the line like that ends up in penthouse. It's not like it's going to end up on a dentist office table a year later. It's not like, you know, a magazine I could take over to mom to see. Something that all my mother's friends now are reading going, oh, your son, the pedophile. Great, great. Yeah, we know Anthony. We'll lock our kids up when he comes to visit you.
Now, sweetheart, I know you talk high, the young man. And I know he's adorable and he's got the big show. But that was very disturbing, sweetheart.
I agree. And what was that obsession with the Mary-Kate and Ashley? That was totally uncalled for.
Why would he say something like that?
It's Time Magazine.
Margaret, I don't ever think I can read Time Magazine the same way again.
He said he was funny.
Anthony, exactly.
I think they were talking about you on the news last night. We got a clip.
Were they?
Oh, yeah.
When I get out, I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get some drugs, and I'm going to get the first kid that I see.
You ass.
What the hell?
That was a background check they did on Anthony.
It was a fine lady and talking about a pedophile in their neighborhood.
Wow.
And they overheard him, and that's what he said.
Oh. And then I sit there and go, you know, oh, maybe I'll get a better quote in the next Time magazine we're in. You know, it's like it happened. How many times are you in Time magazine unless you...
And you're right at the top. It's like the second paragraph. And it ends,
oh, I know.
Ashley is the goer.
And then you go through the rest of that interview. Opie says, Opie responds, Opie comments, Opie says, Opie said, Opie... I get not another goddamn thing. And then he called up yesterday, this little prick. And he calls up yesterday and goes, well, you were just pretty quiet the whole interview. It's like, what?
Were you?
That was no.
No.
I swear to God.
I think you talked more than me.
Yeah, but this guy all of a sudden is like.
You had the hots for Joel had the hots for you.
That's what I think. I'm playing the fag card here now. I understand, but I'm playing the fag card.
Look, I work in the media. I'm on The Daily Show. Word is Joel Stein likes blondes.
See?
That's all I'm saying.
And I'm just
eyes,
saying,
blondes,
all of a sudden, he's just listening to everything Opa's saying, and I was just a piece of trash sitting there to a kid-touching piece of trash.
Killed our chances of getting the Olsen twins on the show.
Yeah.
And then he writes that we don't even prepare for our show. It looks like a bunch of guys just waiting for a pizza. That's what we do before the show.
Like, yeah.
You're
less like
I agree
people
with
preparing
that.
For a radio show than people waiting for a pizza.
Where is that pizza?
Get this guy in here. Let's kick his ass.
Guy's a jerk
guy?
Off.
We talked
see
to him
what he
yesterday.
Does before he works.
One quote I get in Time magazine, and it's, they're looking hot. The Ashley.
But you asked for it. You let your guard down.
You're right.
We let him into the office for...
which one is the goer? Which one is the goer?
Mary Kate's the press.
You want to be in Time magazine, don't you?
You want to be in Time.
Yeah.
Just tell me one thing and you can be in Time. Which one is the goer?
I don't know.
Oh, I think you know.
Hey, someone has something interesting here. TJ.
Hey, are you sure that was that quote was talking about Anthony and it wasn't just Paula Poundstone?
Wait, let's listen.
Is this Paula?
Yeah, let's listen again. Is this Paula?
When I get out, I'm going to get drunk. I'm going to get some drugs, and I'm going to get the first kid that I see.
Sounds like a woman wearing a bow tie. That sounds like Paula to me.
A woman wearing a bow tie.
Do you know Paula Poundstone, Jim?
I never came. No.
No, never worked with her or anything. No.
I was molested by her.
Why were you?
She diddled. I teabagged her, and then it was all a blur after that.
And then no one knows she teabagged you. I wouldn't put it past her having a sack.
12 foster kids doing a high school cheer.
Teabag.
Anthony, today's the last day as Time being the enemy of the show. Because we'll have a new enemy after our piece on Fox News.
Oh, yeah. So now Fox News comes in a couple of weeks ago, does a whole piece on us. It's running on Fox tonight on the 10 o'clock news.
They are going to kill us.
I just know it's just going to be, how did they edit that together? Mary-Kate and Ashley, hot. Want them to lick it.
I'm trying to remember what we said during that one.
Oh, there's no remembering it.
Oh, man.
Hi, Fox News. Can we set up some equipment? No, not that.
Hi, this is Britt Hume. Let's get the interview started.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Now, I'm working off of this Time magazine article that you think Ashley is a goer. Is that correct?
No, I never said.
Spit. Don't make me bring in Bill O'Reilly.
You did tell all your ex-girlfriends you were in this magazine, weren't you, in your drunken stupor?
No, that's like...
even
yeah,
know.
How much were you talking about the this to everybody you knew? Were you like, just, I'm going to be in time. I'm going to be a... Oh, dude, right?
John, are you up? Are you up? Wake up. What magazine you been in? That's what I thought.
That's what I'm thinking.
What time is it? It's time. What time is it? It's
time to look like a pedophile.
Time.
Apparently.
Dude, presidents.
Now, do you have the Dodge Caravan that has the remote control sliding door so they can just
so
jump right
trap
in?
Trap them in. Yeah, I put the puppy in there. And then I open it up in front of the school. When they get in, I shut it right closed.
You tape sweet tarts to the outside of the door.
They
go for the sweet tarts. You open the door, they fall in. They're yours.
I leave little trails of that sugary pixie dust candy. Out of the
dots. The dots on the wax paper.
A dot trail. Right.
I would eat the paper.
So there you go. There you have it.
Get the paper out of your mouth, goddammit.
Tom, what's up?
Hey.
Hey. What's up, man? You're on the Opie and Anthony show.
Out in Harrisburg. I'm a driver. I go out to Harrisburg once a week.
Yeah.
Found out that they're going to try bringing blind boxing there next week.
On another radio station?
Yeah.
Yeah, blind boxing's going to sweep the country now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And you guys ought to be thankful that Time didn't publish that Opie likes condoms and Anthony don't.
Yeah, that clip. Okay. There's some sound clips that just get us in trouble around here.
All right, you guys suck. I'll talk to you later.
Do we have that isolated clip?
No. This reminds me. Can I just tell you this real quick? What happened to me at Stand Up New York? I'm at a club here in town.
Here comes the joke.
No, I'm not telling that. I knew it. Suck it. I knew it.
I'm sorry, Paul. I know.
When he said blind, forget it. I'm not even going to tell you now. I'll tell you off air. Forget it.
Knock, knock.
What happened at Stand Up New York?
No! I won't tell you.
We did that same gag on Richard Jenny.
You know what I did recently? I went on...
Wait.
That's awful. Yeah.
Move it back. Everyone was laughing through it.
Here's when it happens to Richard Jenny.
You know what I did recently? I went on...
here comes a joke.
That was a joke.
It's like taking a shovel to a guy's face.
Isn't it? It's awful.
What?
Oh, man.
Hey, Cheryl.
Yes.
This is Cheryl, who got kicked out of the Big Brother house last week. How are you, Cheryl?
How are you doing?
Good. Pretty good. Well,
great.
Welcome to New York.
Thank you. I wish I was up there.
And many other cities, actually. So,
yes, we're big time.
Where are you calling from?
From Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the hot mom that got kicked out of the Big Brother house.
Yes.
What happened?
Oh, it's a little twist in it that went all wrong. Mike brought me in as being the nice guy, and then because they weren't the nice guys, I ended up getting kicked out to teach everybody a lesson.
You're still believing that, right?
I was the one, you know, I was more of a threat than anybody else than Nicole, so that was not, you know, I didn't take myself as a threat. I thought I was kind of a nice, quiet kind of person.
That's what I thought, sweetie. I don't understand why this happened.
Who watched your kids while you were on the show?
She told her family.
Oh, my mother and my sister.
How old are your kids?
She got a stink to it.
17 and 14.
Oh, yeah. Wow. You're hot.
Which one's the goer? All the guys in the house whined you, huh, Cheryl?
Supposedly.
Did you?
Of course, I didn't know that. They were all saying it behind closed doors.
Oh,
I think they were a little chicken.
I saw some of it. You had to know.
Hey, how much?
There you go.
How much does it suck? How much does it suck to be the first person kicked out? No one remembers the first one kicked out ever.
Suck up.
I don't know about that. I think they're remembering.
No, not when the show's over. How many people remember?
You'd be surprised.
How many people remember Deb?
Who?
Guess what? I'm on the show. Nice head.
How many people remember the first guy kicked out of the first Survivor, Richard Jenny?
No one remembers him.
How many people remember the first child kicked out of Anthony's van?
Wow.
That's awful. Cheryl, so what did you think of Justin?
Her name is Sandy,
Justin,
by the way.
Yeah.
I thought Justin was a pretty interesting character. He kept everybody going.
Did you find yourself attracted to Justin?
To Justin?
Yes.
Nah.
He likes putting knives to the throat there.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. I didn't know anything about it
but
until
in his defense,
Friday morning.
In his defense, the woman had leaks all over her neck. He was just trying to chop up some leeks for dinner.
That was my defense. With Nicole, that was my defense.
She had parsley on her neck, and I needed to get some parsley to garnish my steak.
I mistook her neck for the chopping block.
Can a man in America garnish a steak with parsley from his wife's neck? My God.
Hey, Tommy.
What's going on, guys?
You're on with Cheryl, who got kicked out of the Big Brother house.
Oh, Cheryl, can I tell you, as the hottest mother in America, I would pleasure myself.
So sweet.
I would pleasure myself to you about four times an episode.
Oh, you are so hot.
You would pleasure yourself to Barney. I mean,
you are so hot. God.
How does it make
when you did those? When you would CT us all in an American public, when you would do that thing when you put your hair back under that water with your bikini on?
Yeah, you look good in that bikini, Cheryl.
You did.
So
thank
hot.
You.
A lot of guys whacking it to you.
Oh, I'm whacking it right now to you. Is that wrong?
I know, that's very good. That's very healthy.
She wears
thong. Oh, you're a god, brewer. I love you guys. Have a good day.
Hey, Cheryl, you look pretty good in that thong, by the way.
Can I smell it?
All right, Tommy, thank you.
Nice head, Dick. His big opportunity was to say, can I smell it?
Can I smell it?
What's the matter with you?
What a tool.
So he had a friend there with him on that one.
Cheryl,
can I smell it?
Cheryl, you getting
right? Just right behind the background.
Say what?
Can you smell it?
Should I say, can I eat it? No, you wouldn't want to eat it. You just want to smell it.
Say, can you look at it?
No, look at it doesn't. Smells between eating and looking. Do smell.
Say, can you lick it?
Hey, Cheryl.
God, I feel like I'm back in the house again. What are you guys doing to each other?
We're smoking a lot of dope. Well, Cheryl. Well, hold on. Jason has a question for Cheryl, Anthony.
Oh,
a big fan of Big Brother.
All right.
Jason.
What's up, guys?
Hey. You're
Cheryl,
on with
Cheryl. I got a question for you.
Hi, Jason.
Yeah, you sound hot and you look hot, too. I was just wondering, do you like it in
the super? In what? I couldn't hear you.
Some of that butt.
He asked if you like it in the super.
You guys rule.
I thought that was what he said.
Yeah.
Do you?
People are terrible like that. They really are. You seem like a pretty sexually free woman.
Yeah.
So I better be in that place.
Right. And what? In Das Duper?
Who on the show were you
attracted to?
Who were you attracted to on the show? Who did you really want to get in the sack with?
Let's see. I think Hardy was probably the one that was most attracted to me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hardy was nice.
Are you okay?
Somebody's gagging there.
No, it's not us. Everyone's fine here.
Wow. He's playing with himself again. I can hear him.
What's in the water in Florida? Tell me.
What's in the water?
Have you got any offers to do anything, television, magazines, anything like that?
Not as of yet.
Are you going to go make it in AARP magazine?
Yeah, exactly. No, I haven't hit AARP. I'm still too young for that.
Well, a lot of people that come out of the reality shows, they get the opportunity to go in Playboy or something. What would you think about that? Would you do it?
Yeah, I think I might do it.
How about a naked lotto drawing where you draw the ping pong balls for Channel 7 News here in New York?
Like the condom balloons that were water. We filled up condoms for water balloons. We went back to high school. Pelted each other.
Opie, you gotta have to excuse Opie. He's out of his
mind. Okay, get your breath now.
Okay, he fell off the chair.
Wow.
Well, I thought that was
right in the Richard Jenny wheelhouse.
What? I thought that was funny. I just need to react.
The Richard Jenny wheelhouse.
The level of uncomfortability I haven't felt since my wedding night.
Thing I've ever seen.
And then Opie just loses his mind. Hi, Cheryl. We're still here.
Hi. What are you guys doing to each other in there?
Do you actually...
Okay, tell him to breathe. Breathe deep and slow.
Oh, I cannot breathe. I can't breathe.
Opie's on the floor.
What are you guys doing?
I'm laughing too hard.
Cheryl,
you're a funny lady. Did you actually think you were calling a radio show and we're actually on the air with this crap? You just called someone's house.
Yeah.
That's it, Dick.
Wow, okay, that's
wow,
cool.
My stomach hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's not really much to ask you because you only were on the show a couple episodes. So.
Yeah. But did you have a good time? Is it something that you look back fondly on?
Hang on a second. We're all trying to care.
It was extremely interesting on there.
Yeah?
Hold on. Come on, Care. Come on. Come on, Care. Come on, brow. Furrow my brow. Furrow. Care. No, just can't get it up. Sorry. Empty in the
out.
Care department.
Hey, you want
to... The poopa is empty with care. There's no care in my poopa for you.
Have you been pulled off the air yet?
Oh, wait, I think I got a call. No, nothing. No care. Zero care. Wait. I got something right here. Indifference. There it is. More indifference.
They're going to kill me. They're going to kill me.
Well, Cheryl,
thanks for calling in.
Hey, when is the show on?
It's on tonight.
Yeah, it's on tonight at 8 on CBS.
Tonight at 8
right?
o'clock.
Hey, Cheryl, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Another year older.
1 year.
I got to come out there and meet you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah. 1 year closer to 50.
Bring your daughters.
You like bowling?
Yeah. Older, wiser, and better.
How about a threesome with your daughters?
Oh, God.
Wow. I don't think so.
Paul. Now, that was Paul. I got to say.
That was Anthony. That was Anthony.
He really will not be welcome back to this program after that remark, Cheryl.
I know, exactly.
I apologize.
I'm sorry, Cheryl.
No. Now, where did Paul come from? Is he the one trying to shove the chair?
No, I was raised by a pack of wolves. Where did I come from? I don't know. Where did I come from? What does that mean?
You come from a wolf, I don't know.
Wow. Cool, Cheryl. This was all right.
you were on a show, right?
Yeah.
And it was pretty much like a game show.
Would you do it again?
We play games on this
again.
Show, too.
What are you people? On dope?
What would you do differently on the show?
Shut up.
Depends on who's on there. This group was
really
interesting.
Come on, give us an answer. Is it safe?
Yeah, it was safe.
Was it safe?
It was
really?
Crazy. It was wild. We all...
Is it safe?
We jumped in hot tubs.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
The point is, it was
hang
fun.
Hang the phone up,
safe.
You skank.
Oh, wow.
Shut up, dummy.
Well, Cheryl, are you going to get to New York, you think, or?
Oh, yeah.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Would you like to go out or something?
Yeah.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
You want to get an appetizer at ESPN Zone?
All right.
Shut up, dummy.
Well, this just in, our next guest will be Deb from CBS Publicity.
Oh, yeah, she's going to get you.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Get on your hands and knees like a dog. That's it. Crawl around like a dog.
So, you know we kid because we love.
Yeah, we love the show.
I know.
Be
well,
more funny.
You going to watch tonight?
Be more funny.
I'm digging the show. Sure.
We're having a party to watch it at my place.
Hey, your favorite singer is Liza Minnelli, huh?
No.
Is it really? Because I'll have you sterilized. Seriously.
No, it's definitely not.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Someone wants you to hang the phone up. I don't know who that is.
Andrew Dice Clay. Hey, this is a little strange. Least favorite movie, Half Baked.
Half Baked? Freddy got fingered.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Did Brewer delayed reaction finger to Oprah?
Right, they gave me the finger.
Like an autistic kid that snapped out of his coma for
a All right. Well, Cheryl, this has been a lot of fun, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. What,
doing anything fun for your birthday today?
No, not really. Just I went to work for a little bit, so now I'm on my way home, and we'll see what happens there.
Is your husband going to, you know, take care of you?
I have one of those.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, you're a divorced mom.
Yeah.
When did he leave you?
No, I left him about 2 years ago.
You left him?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah, what happened to the marriage?
He liked your dumpier.
He wouldn't put it in the dump.
That's dumpier.
There he goes again.
A long drive ball to deep left center field. Bounces off his testicles. That's where he'd be looking around, picks up the ball, throws it smack right in her vagina. There goes the play.
This is, I think we have some audio of her husband right before he was kicked out.
Oh, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Wow. That must have angered you.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
How kinky would you get with your husband?
Oh, gosh.
Could you shut up?
It just didn't happen.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
Hey, I'm sorry. We didn't realize Dice was coming in today.
Apooza!
Sometimes I wish she just had a big old penis and tits.
Hey, that would have worked in the house.
Quiet. Oh, yeah, that the house again.
That house.
Well, shut up, dummy.
Well, Cheryl, I think this went quite
yeah,
well.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, how many radio interviews have you done?
Oh, about 16.
Really?
You'll remember this one.
Say what?
Shut up, dummy.
Yeah, I'll never forget this one.
Wait. I think I'm... No,
this
no
one
care.
Has just there been like
there's a long drive
unbelievable.
Clear back.
Yeah. All right.
Well, off the wall.
Well, why don't we let Cheryl go?
Cheryl, yeah, we're going to miss you.
Yeah, Cheryl, if you come to New York, please hang with us.
If I,
yeah, I'm going to come hang with you.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Oh, God.
Got a mouth like an outboard motor. All the time. I'm over here now.
All right, Cheryl.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Hey, this was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Cheryl?
I didn't.
Right.
We encourage everyone to watch Big Brother tonight on CBS, 8 o'clock.
Boring.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. There she goes.
Hi, Cheryl. Where are you guys? I'm going home.
Yes, she is. Hey, Rick, why don't you call Deb from CBS and see how that went?
See how Deb from CBS liked that.
And if Deb feels like it, she could come on our show after we take a quick break, right?
I think that went well.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Hell yeah. Right? I think it was positive all around.
She's very positive.
I think it was good for the show. It was good for Cheryl. I hope her kids were listening.
God, I can't. I haven't laughed that hard, I have to tell you right now, in years. Years.
I couldn't. It's gonna hurt. How funny was that laugh that Opie did?
Just out of nowhere.
Oh, man. He's like, he took the sledgehammer out.
I was wondering how somebody was going to react to a hysterical condom water balloon story. Right back to third grade. And then right in the Richard Jenny wheelhouse?
Right in the Richard Jenny wheelhouse.
Man, is that
you
solid.
You killed me.
That's solid. Here's the FU line.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling. And here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
I'd like to give a big FU to my next door neighbor whose dog s*** all over my front f***ing lawn. When I came out to get my paper this morning, I stepped on him with my bare feet. FU, bitch.
Next message.
What's up? This is Christine. I have a big FU. My boyfriend was a
in horrible temper and wants to storm out of my house. If I pay for everything for him and do everything for him, he has the balls to yell at me and slam my door and throw things in my house. You know what? F you.
Next message.
A giant F you to my ex-girlfriend who will swallow my but won't play guess what's in my pants.
Next message.
I want to give a big F you to my wife who can't get her fat ass up to anything. She's always got to rely on me or somebody else to do it for her. You bitch. F you.
Next message.
I want to give a big F you to the fat bitch who just cut me off. If I see you again, I'm going to starve you to death, you fat bitch.
End of message.
Opie Anthony.
Their psychosis is all real. This is not an act.
Ponderous. Effing ponderous.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Anthony, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams Summer Ale, the number one selling summer beer in the U.S. and possibly the world. We love it. Sam Adams. Great beer. It's like, it's not like you're drinking watered down beer or anything. It's got taste to it. Jim Cook. He runs the whole show over there at Sam Adams. He's very proud of this beer, puts a lot of work into it, and it shows. Won all kinds of awards. Sam Adams Summer Ale won a gold medal in the 2001 Mons Selection, a prestigious international beer competition held this year in Lisbon, Portugal. Sam Adams Ale tastes outstanding. Crisp and refreshing brewer, you mother son of a bitch. I could usually get right through these. Sam Adams Summer Ale, outstanding. The ultimate beer to help you stay cool and refreshed this summer. Sam Adams.
Anthony, New York sports clubs, they are everywhere, all over the tri-state area. They're where you work, they're where you live. It's unbelievable to find the one nearest you. Call 1-800-301-1231. Right, Ann? Over 75 locations in the tri-state area. Makes it easy to get in shape. The best part, New York sports clubs offer you month-to-month memberships. No annual contracts, none of the long-term financial commitments like the other gyms. You're not locked in at New York sports club. You decide how long you want to be a member. At New York Sports Club, you find tons of exercise equipment, amazing exercise classes. They got cycling, boxing, boot camp, yoga, Pilates, cultural dance, ultimate conditioning. You never get bored at New York Sports Club. You only get fit. Call them up. 1-800-301-1231. Stop by New York Sports Club today. Join while they have the special joining rates in effect now. To find out where one is in your neighborhood, New York Sports Club, 1-800-301-1231. 1-800-301-1231. New York Sports Clubs, there's a million reasons to join.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We have Joan Embry here from the San Diego Zoo, and she brought in some pets.
These are whooping monkeys.
This monkey likes to take a banana and put it in my spot.
Bro is just doing whooping monkeys.
This is the O&A show. I messed up Opie and Anthony show today.
Wow.
Trying to get a hold of the show, 866-277-4. Wow.
Cheryl, call back.
Dan, what's going on?
Hey, O&A.
Hey, man.
Hey,
Jim Brewer and Paul Mercurio today, too, man.
Couple things, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, first off, new equation for the O&A show for What Did I Learn?
Yeah.
Mercurio plus Brewer plus O&A plus Dice sound effect plus Homer Simpson sound effect plus one hot mom on the other line equals best radio ever.
All right. Look at that, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. Hang up the phone, you skank.
I'm going to try to super glue together a mug.
Is it
crack
safe?
Up so hard. You squeeze the whole damn thing. My hands
hang the phone up, you skank.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, my hands
shut
are stuck together.
Oh.
Hang the phone up, you skank.
By the way, Paul Mercurio will be headlining at Caroline's Monday night, July 23rd.
Hey, come on out and see me.
Caroline's.
When is it?
July 23rd.
July 23rd. Paul Mercurio.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Paul Mercurio. Stand up, return to
from what you are about to receive. We are the dealers. All the Cheerios.
July 23rd.
A Caroline. Preceded by a monster truck show.
Jim Brewer.
And three black guys humping a Mexican.
ACDC.
A Venezuela.
A VH1 exclusive. The Whooping Monkey Tour.
Behind the Stupa.
VH1.
There he goes, Jim Brewer.
What you are about to receive. We are the dealers. We give you everything you need.
Shut up, dick. You gotta wait till the solo, faggot. All right, you do it, dick. That's what I thought.
About to rock. We salute you.
Akuta.
Nice. Nice.
Akuta.
That's in the woods. No shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
No shirt on.
Two more shots and your donkey's out chasing a goose.
Punching your friend in the chest.
Goosey, goosey. Goosey, goosey.
You ever do the thing where they just one of your pals is sitting there, you got the jeans on, and you take your Bic lighter, and you just turn your gas on, and you hold it on their leg so the gas builds up in the material, and then you light it.
Maybe we can go bowling or something. And ow! What are you doing, dick?
Yeah, that's when you put the flame on their back pocket. And it stays hot even after you pull the fire away.
Then for a little fun, you go garbage cannon.
Garbage
knife.
Oh, yeah. Oh, running them down.
No. You pick them up. And you, one guy picks them up and you hold on to it, and the guy goes like about 40 miles an hour, and then you just let it fly. You just let it bounce down the road for about 15, 20 blocks. Nice. But bing, bing, bing. Then of course, there's always the rock through the windshield, which always gets a lot of the anxiety.
You know,
we did this in Rhode Island. We'd go around in the car, my mother's Oldsmobile, we'd drive it around.
Oh, looking cool in your mom's old.
Yeah.
Rock.
Nice car, Dick.
What a dick.
Stoner Dave, what's up?
Yo, this has been the craziest Opie and Anthony show ever.
Yeah.
You guys ate mushrooms.
I don't know. All we know is someone brought some brownies in here, and we all had some.
Yeah, my little brother had brownies. That's funny. Yo, this is a good show. Keep it going.
Whooping monkey. Why the hell is whooping monkey so goddamn funny today?
Isn't whooping monkey just dick?
Johnny, the whooping monkey is endangered in several continents.
The whooping monkey just threw feces at me.
Feces, Johnny.
Joan Emery's going to bring out whooping monkeys. These are whooping monkeys. Whooping monkeys, huh, Johnny?
Now, you'll notice he likes to burrow into my crotch.
Here's your problem with
that. That's because
monkey.
I smeared Fluffernutter in there.
Well, that's what Doc Severinsen does to me. Oh, Doc! Oh. Whooping monkey, shut up, I'm hungover. Hell!
Also, in the crease of my ass, big attraction to Hellman's light. Don't know why.
Yes,
the light.
You have quite Dust Doomper. Ah, yes. Whooping monkeys on the show today, Ed. Whooping monkeys. I slept with one in a drunken stupor last night, Johnny. Hi-oh!
Boy, can they polish your knob.
Doc Severinsen, what a faggot.
Nice suit. Charles Nelson Reilly called. He wants it back.
Oh, how's that for a topper? Look, Doc Severinsen's, he's having a whooping monkey. Hi-oh! Here another scotch, Johnny, you tool.
Freddie the Cordover being humped by a whooping monkey.
Stay tuned as the Mighty Carson Art Players have sex with whooping monkeys.
We have a baking segment with whooping monkeys.
Monkeys!
Oh, my God. What the hell is happening here today?
Seems the whooping monkeys have taken over the audience.
There's a long drive ball. Deagle up bounces off the African-American.
Wait. Oh, Anthony, I think someone's going for the old sweet tart tape to the van. You got two more. Yes. Nice job.
Good callback, man. Hey, Elbow Bob, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey. Man, I've been listening to you since the first day. Keep up the good work.
Nice.
Listen, I just wanted to let you know what I learned today.
Oh, we're gonna. Yeah, we can start that.
Wow.
Okay. Patch, not marijuana, is the bomb. And I got a little something for Brewer. How you doing, Bro?
Good.
You were talking about Nina Blackwood before.
Yeah.
MTV girl.
Yeah.
She is probably on Celebrity Skin online, and there's a great picture of her. Her legs are, she's sitting down, she's shaped in a V, and she's got nothing but that special slice, if
I'd
you know what I mean.
I'd rather hear a whooping
got
monkey.
Got a
the inane babble of this man.
Oh, is that it? Let's see Nina Blackwood.
She has dark hair now.
Give me the picture.
Someone see? Someone really found it, huh?
Looks like a Montana crutch rat.
Let me see that.
That's her?
I don't... Let me see.
That there looks like
take a look, Ed.
A Montana crotch rat.
Yeah, that's her when she was hot.
During the mating season, the Montana crotch rat.
They mate with whooping monkeys.
Lucy, you ain't nothing but a darn Montana.
Oh, that is so touched up, though.
Something's wrong with that picture.
That is so touched up.
But it's kind of hot.
We need to.
You know what? They should have taken her. They should have taken her walker out of the picture.
We need to take a break.
All right, and then we can come back
I'd love
and play
to
what
glaze
we
her like a donut.
Yeah. Nice.
I'm going to get glazed.
Drunk and
glaze.
Everyone sticking around for the last segment? Or?
No, Ed's going to do a Purina commercial from the stage. Purina dog food. Look at him of a bitch eat, Johnny.
He's mounting me. Look at him. His hair is getting caught in my back hair. I don't know what to do next. I'm going to marry him.
That faggot duck is having sex with a chihuahua.
He's making his eyes bulge even more than usual. I did not know that.
We will we'll take a break, we'll come back with what did we learn on the show. What an educational show.
And, of course, Tommy Newsom will be here.
Hey, really?
Tommy fell asleep and Ed had sex with him. Look, we have a still pic of Ed teabagging Tommy Newsom.
Ed is teabagging Tommy's beige sport jacket, his leisure wear.
Scotch dripping from his yam bag.
We have the 100 grand clip, Anthony.
All right.
A few requests for the new cities.
That's great.
The time we gave away 100 grand on the Opie and Anthony show.
When was this?
A few years back, Jim. Oh.
It was a touching moment.
Yeah.
Hi,
who's this?
Hey, it's Craig. Craig from Waltham.
Hey, Craig, guess what?
Oh, did I win?
You are the 107th caller.
No,
call.
No way! I won! What? No way! You're kidding, right?
107th.
Oh, wow!
107th caller, congratulations.
100 grand, oh my God!
You just won 100 grand, bro.
Oh, Jesus, do you know what I'm going to do with that?
What are you going to do with the 100 grand?
Man, the first thing, I have this old... Oh, I cannot... Jeez, I got to
calm down, calm yourself.
I am the winner! I'm the winner!
Well, what are you going to do with 100 grand?
I got this... I got this box for a truck. I've got to get a new one. A new...
Wait, dude. How are you going to do that with a candy bar?
What?
How are you going to do that with a candy bar? We just gave you a 100 grand candy bar.
What do you mean?
We gave away 100 grand. It's a candy bar, bro. Congratulations.
What?
Won a candy bar.
Hey, what the f***? I've been listening to f***ing radio... For like 3 hours, man. You said 100 grand.
Yeah, 100 grand. We gave you a candy
bar.
Congratulations, buddy.
Oh, you guys are a bunch of douchebags. Hey.
Congratulations, man.
Uh-oh.
It's open. Don't be an a-hole.
You seem a little drunk, Anthony.
Go ask yourself,
Anthony, Tiger Suman Karate.
Ever thought it would be cool to get into karate? Fantasize about what it would be like to kick someone's ass? Yeah, it's good to know karate, but for some reason you just haven't taken the time to do it. Here's a reason to do it now. Tiger Shulman Karate, celebrating its 18th anniversary. They're inviting you to take karate for free this summer when you enroll in the beginner program. Here's why it's good to know karate. You work
and define muscles you didn't even know you had. In addition to an amazing workout, you develop skills that you'll have for the rest of your life, and you're going to have the confidence of knowing you can defend yourself in any situation. That's pretty cool. And your kids who take karate, have greater self-confidence and do better at school. But don't take my word for it. Go find out for yourself. Call up 1-800-52-TIGER. Join Tiger Schulman Karate today and take karate for free this summer. Call them up, 1-800-52-TIGER. Get all the details. Call now. Anniversary special expires July 21st. 1-800-52-TIGER.
It's really cool to beat up. If you know karate.
Yeah.
And you ever see a drunk guy get beat up by a guy that has karate?
It's pretty sad.
Especially if it's a slow beating. Because the guy would, like, kick him and, like, throw. Hey, what are you doing, man?
He doesn't even know he's hit yet.
Faggot, don't kick.
Tigers don't make karate.
Opie and Anthony. Yeah. 127 WNEW.
Man, just a few minutes left in the show today, Ant.
Yeah.
Going to play a quick round of What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show. 866-277-4.
Wow. What a blast today. My God.
And if you're listening in New York, 877-692-1027. Definitely want to thank Paul Mercurio for stopping by. Oh, my God. Where's your plug? July 23rd at Caroline's,
Monday,
right?
Monday, headlining at Caroline's. Come on out.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, his stuff is great. Seriously, we've seen you a bunch of times. And, of course, Jim.
We've seen many times.
And, of course, Jim Brewer. What can we say, man?
Thank you for letting me hang.
Oh, please.
I
anytime. You know that.
Today.
Yeah, good. Nice.
But I got some meetings.
I hope she didn't turn on the radio.
I'm busy.
She never does. No radio.
I'm busy.
I have a meeting.
I
got
to do it. I got to edit.
Yeah, when is that coming out? A lot of people are asking.
It's almost done.
Are you doing a CD?
Brewer, no, I did a concert
CD
film.
And, I did a concert film at Irving Plaza. It's almost done. We're doing the sound tomorrow.
Nice.
And so it should be done in like a week or two.
Cool.
A lot of cool behind-the-scenes stuff.
Cool stuff.
A lot of stuff
scenes.
For this. A lot of incriminating stuff that might have been set up in Boston. A lot of fun stuff.
Drunk and back
all drunk in Boston.
You get to see Jim backstage screaming at his manager because the steamer isn't there to get the crease out of his pants. There's a crease in my pants.
I think you'll see more of us running out of an alley with a joint because tourists started walking by. Like 1 a.m. in Boston.
Tourist, man.
Dude, you could smoke a joint right here. No one's going to bother you.
Yeah, there's a rumor, there's a section where you and I are kind of interviewing Brewer.
Which one?
Where we're drunk in that bar.
Yes, but if you don't want to, it doesn't have to be there.
We don't care. We think it's hilarious because we're completely hammered.
You don't want to do anything that steps on Anthony's quote in time. You don't want to mar that.
Oh my God!
You were playing Boston at the Comedy Connection,
yeah,
and it was like 2 a.m. The bars close at 1. They kept the bar open for us. We're hammered. And asking Brewer about his SNL days, and he just would not let hold back at all.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know, someday I'll tell you about this. You know who the biggest dick was? Yeah, that was
good. They brought in Lazy Boys. Everybody relaxed while he told
pretty
them.
Pretty much, man.
We were wrecked, man.
I'm like, oh my God, is he saying that?
D-I-C, capital K, dick. Yeah, I'm a monkey. No, you're a dick. That's what it is. Okay?
Dick.
Yeah, I remember that night well. I went off.
Nice. All right, Mike, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I learned that 18-year-old virgins from Dallas are annoying as F.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man. You guys suck.
What was that, Christy and Ashley?
Yeah. Christy and Ashley are our little 18-year-old girlfriends from Dallas. So you're a virgin?
Duh.
Bill, more of a howling monkey.
Hey, Bill, what'd you learn on the show today?
The studio, Ed.
Christy's the press and Ashley's the goer.
Right.
Yeah.
We learned that, too.
Very nice show, Deke.
I like that one.
Ooh.
Dan from Hoboken says, I learned, quite frankly, I think we're funnier.
You are so screwed tonight.
Man, I was just explaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on Fox News tonight, 10 o'clock news.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. You're going to get the 60-year-olds watching you.
Steve, what's up?
Guy smoking
a pipe. Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, today I learned from Time Magazine that O&A is just a talk show about boobs.
Yeah. That's all we do, obviously.
Did you take a hit of helium?
Yeah, what happened? Yeah. Who watches? I'm going to sing a song on the helium. It's going to be great.
Yeah, E.G. Marshall. See, I'm coming at you, man.
Wait a minute. I got...
Hey, how you doing? I'm gonna take a talk, check this out about helium. Hey, you gotta be doing. I'm gonna be talking about
helium. What are you crazy?
Rape me, my friend. Rape me again.
Pete, what's up?
What's going on, boys?
Hey, man. Hey.
I learned that if there's a black worm spinning on your window, it's time to leave town.
Yeah. Wow.
I also learned that it rhymes like bigger. Peace out.
All right, bye.
No. Wow.
See, here's the problem with them. First of all, they're lazy.
You got to iron your sheets before you go out for the cross burning.
They're lazy. Why don't you? Lisa, can you get me a beer? Jesus.
Doug.
It's right there in your...
Hey, Doug. Doug.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yo, I learned that a brewer eats the paper.
Right. On the dots.
Nice.
Hey, good.
Very nice.
Rick might have a real...
Tuttle, I learned the best Michael Michael McKee and Heckle is, where's Squiggy, faggot?
That is a funny one.
Squiggy, faggot.
Faggot.
Where's Squiggy, faggot?
Hey, Rick.
My shoes, dick.
Yeah.
What'd you learn on the show today?
I learned that, Opie never says anything funny on the show.
Savage, what's up?
What's up, Hammer?
Hey.
I learned never throw anything in the Rich or Jenny wheelhouse.
Nice.
All right, later, bro.
Yes, more howling monkeys.
Yes. We're now going to bring out the red-assed baboon.
I love the red-assed mandrel. Now, what part of the jungle is this?
Who cares, Johnny?
That ass looks like the same color red in Doc Severinsen's suit.
Yes, the suit is red. I slept with it last night.
Like a big man.
I humped
ass.
It. It made me red. My shaft was red.
It reminds me of when I was hanging out with Chuck Heston.
What in the hell? Smells like cat food and acid.
Well, is Danny Thomas here? Will someone please take a dump on a plate glass coffee table?
Yes, Danny might have been into that.
Danny liked the dump, the hey, Cleveland steamer on the Cleveland.
Who doesn't, Johnny?
Marlo in Connecticut, if you're listening, call in. We want to talk about your father's fetishes.
We got to leave. We got to leave.
Yeah,
leave.
Look at the time, man. You got to get out of here.
Match.
Jim Brewer, go have fun at Shea Stadium.
That game.
Paul Mercurio, we'll see you July 23rd at Caroline's.
Headlining. Yeah.
We'll be there for that one, all right?
Cool.
And really fast, before we go off the air, for Philadelphia, and I guess like, you know, South Jersey.
Yeah.
We got one pair of tickets to see Ozfest 2001 this Saturday at the Tweeter Center down there in Philadelphia, all right? Winner will also attend 94 WYSP's Ozfeast 4, a private feast.
Very cool.
We'll take a random caller right now at 866-277-4WOW. Thank you, Paul.
You guys have redefined debauchery.
It's like a vaudeville show on acid.
Opie Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Pinnacle Horny Goatweed.
Yes, everybody.
No matter where you are, you want your sex better, don't you?
This is a national live read.
Isn't that amazing?
Pretty cool.
Hi. Pinnacle Horny Goatweed. It's the exciting herbal formula to enhance libido and sexual performance. Get this stuff. It's the pleasure-packed botanicals in Pinnacle Horny Goatweed, and it's going to put your sex life into overdrive. They've done all kinds of clinical studies. 60% of male participants reported positive benefits, ranging from increased desire, frequency, and enjoyment during sex when using Pinnacle Horny Goatweed. Look to starting up a humpathon.
What?
Is that what it says, really?
It says that. Oh, looking to start up a humpathon? People are saying Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed is the most potent and thoroughly exciting herbal
supplement
they've ever taken. So if you want to start a humpathon, get on the Horny Goat Weed.
That sounds like yin-yang
party. Yin-yang party.
Party.
One guy took three capsules about 1 hour before sex and said Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed imparted him with sexual tenure only seen in porno movies. Your bed will turn into a slip and slide. Hurry down to GNC, the vitamin shop, or other fine health food stores, and get Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Or call them up 1-800-899-5323. 1-800-899-5323. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Here's the slogan. Do the weed and you'll succeed.
See you tomorrow for Whip 'em Out Wednesday.
Thank you.